ജയം വിഷുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തര ശതശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയചരണാരവിന്ദ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി മഹാരാജ് ശീല പ്രഭുപാദിക്കി ജയം നിത്യലീലാ പ്രവിഷ്ട വിഷുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തര ശതശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹാരാജ് ശീല പ്രഭുപാദിക്കി അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവ വൃന്ദക്കി നാമാചാര്യ ശിലഹരദാസ് ടാക്കൂർക്ക് പ്രേം സഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദക്ക് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാ കൃഷ്ണ ഗോപഗോപിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ട രാധാകുണ്ട ഗിരി ഗോവർദ്ധാനക്ക് വൃന്ദാവൻ ധാമക്ക് മായപ്പൂർ ധാമക്ക് മധുരപുരി ധാമക്ക് ജഗന്നാഥ്പുരി ധാമക്ക് ദ്വാരകാപുരി ധാമക്ക് ഗംഗമായിക്ക് യമുനമായിക്ക് തുളസിദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സാമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദക്ക് ഗൗർ പ്രേമാനന്ദ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു അസംബിൾഡ് ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു ദി അസംബിൾഡ് ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു ദി അസംബിൾഡ് ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ഓഫ് ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ശ്രീ ശ്രീ ഗുരുവൻ ഗൗരംഗ ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ശീല പ്രഭുപാദ് നമോ വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമി നിധി നാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവീം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശതാരിണേ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ സംസാരസാഗരേ മഗ്നം ദീനം മാം കരുണാനിധേ കർമ്മഗ്രാഹഗൃഹീതാംഗം മാമുദ്ധര ഭവാർണവാൻ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതാഖ്യോയം പ്രത്യക്ഷ കൃഷ്ണമേവ ഹി സ്വീകൃതോസി മയാ നാഥ മുക്ത്യർത്ഥം ഭവസാഗരേ മനോരഥേ മദീയോയം സഫലാ സർവദാ ത്വയാ നിർവിഘ്നേനൈവ കർത്തവ്യം ദാസോഹം തവ കേശവ ഭവേ ഭവേ യഥാ ഭക്തി പദയോർസവജായതേ തഥാ കുരുഷ്വ ദേവേശ നാഥസ്ത്വം നോയദ പ്രഭോ സങ്കീർത്തനം യസ്യ സർവപാപ പ്രണാശനം പ്രണാമോ ദുഃഖശമനം തം നമാമി ഹരിം പരം ജന്മാദ്യസ്യ യതോന്വയാദിതരതശ്ചാത്തേഷ്വഭിജ്ഞസ്വരാൻ തേനേ ബ്രഹ്മഹൃദായ ആദികവയെ മുഹ്യന്തി യത് സൂരയം തേജോ വാരിമൃതം യഥാ വിനിമയോ യത്ര ത്രിസർഗോ മൃഷാം ദാമ്നാ സ്വേന സദാ നിരസ്തഗുഹകം സത്യം പരം ധീമഹി ധർമ്മപ്രോജിത കൈതവോത്ര പരമോ ധർമ്മത്സരാണം സദാ വേദ്യം വാസ്തവമത്ര വസ്തു ശിവദം താപത്രയോന്മൂലനം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാമുനി കൃതേ കിം വാവരൈരീശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്ധ്യതേത്ര കൃതിഭി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭി തൽക്ഷണാൽ നിഗമകൽപ്പതരോർഗളിതം ഫലം ശുഖമുഖാദമൃതദ്രവ സംയുതം പിബത ഭാഗവതം രസമാലയം മുഹുരഹോ രസികാ ഭുവി ഭാവുകാഃ സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോൽപത്യാദി ഹേതവേ താപത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം നുമാ യം പ്രവ്രജന്തം അനുവേദമവേദകൃത്യം ദ്വൈവായനോ വിരഹകാതരമാജുഹാവ പുത്രേതിരന്മയതയത്തരവോഭിനേദോ തം സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിമാനദോസ്മി യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖിലശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അദ്യാത്മദീപമതിദിദീർഷതാം തമോന്നം സംസാരിണാം കരുണയാഹ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസോനുമുപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേൻ കമനീയ കിശോരമുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കളവേണുക്കുണിതാദൃദാനനേന്ദോഃ മമ വാചി വിജൃംഭതാ മുരാരേ മധുരീം നർത്തനികാവി കാവി കാവി ഓം വിഷ്ണു പദായ కృష్ణ ప్రసాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిని నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవి గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాణి పాశ్చాత్యాదేశదారిణి శ్రీమల్ గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః వందే నందవ్రజస్త్రీణాం పాదరేణుమభీష్ణశ యాసాం హరిగతోద్గీతం పునాది భువనత్రయం గోపీచరణారవింద పరమాణవే నమః పీతాంబరం కరవిరాజిత చక్రశంఖం కౌమోదకీ సరసిజం కరుణా సముద్రం రాధా సహాయమతి సుందర మందహాసం వదాలయేష మనిషం హృది భావయామి కోమళం కూజయన్ వేణుం శ్యామలోయం కుమారక వేదవేద్యపరం బ్రహ్మ వాసదాం పురదో మమ మూగం కరోతి వాజాలం పంగం లంఘయతి గిరిం యల్కృపాతమహం వందే పరమానందమాధవం శ్రీకృష్ణాయ నమః శ్రీమతి రాధికాయే నమః సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద ఓం పార్థాయ ప్రతిబోధితాం భగవత గ్రథితాం పురాణ మునినాం మధ్యే మహాభారతం అద్వైతామృతవర్షిణి భగవతి అష్టాదశాధ్యాయిని అంబ త్వామనుసంధనామి భగవద్గీతే భవద్వేషిణి నమోస్తుతే వ్యాస విశాల బుద్ధే పుల్లారవిందాయతపత్ర నేత్ర యేన త్వయా భారత తైల పూర్ణ ప్రజ్వాలితో జ్ఞానమయ ప్రదీపాం ప్రపన్న పారిజాతాయ తోత్రవేత్రైకబాణై జ్ఞానముద్రాయ కృష్ణాయ గీతామృతదుహే నమః గావో దోగా గోపాల నందన పార్థో వల్స సుధీర్భోక్త తం గీతామృతం మహత్ వందే జగద్గురుం గాంధార నీలోల్పల శల్యగ్రాహవదీ కృపేణ మహనీ కర్ణేన వేలాకుల వికర్ణ ఘోర మగర దుర్యోధనావర్తినీ సోత్తీర్ణ ఖలు పాండవైరణ నదీ కైవర్తక కేశవాం పారాశర్యవజ సరోజమలం ఇదాథగంధోల్కటం నానాఖ్యానగేసరం హరిగదా సంబోధనాభోదితం సజ్జనషల్పదైరహరహపేబీయమానం ముదా భూయాద్ భారత పంకజ కలిమల ప్రధ్వంసిన శ్రేయసే మూగం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగం లంఘయతే గిరిం కృపాతమహం వందే పరమానందమాధవం యం బ్రహ్మా వరుణేంద్ర రుద్రమరుదస్త్వన్వంది దివ్యైస్తవై సాంగమదేర్క్రమౌపనిషదే గాయందియం సామగాః ధ్యానావస్థితగద్గదేన మనసా పశ్యందియం యోగినో యస్యాందం మవిదుసురా సురగణై దేవాయ తస్మై నమః. Watford Council, who owns this building, they have sent a new terms and conditions whereby they say you are not allowed to have any candles burning. So, therefore, we won't anymore light the candles. It's the, apparently there's some fire hazard or whatever that is. So they say that candles are not to be burned anymore. So we won't burn them anymore. Then So, as you know, that I was away in the last few weeks in the south of India, and it so happened that when I visited temples, different temples for different reasons, a thought came to my mind. Probably it is better that if we could go for the traditional Bhagavata Saptaham program in Kerala. It so also happened that there were two good speakers who have learned Bhagavatam in the traditional way. Traditional way is different than the way it is being taught today. Why it's different? Difference is, they had learned it through Veda Padashala. That means they were taught Vedam first, Upanishads first, and all the itihasams like Ramayanam and Mahabharatam and all other traditional texts, which were generally the cream of the, you could say, the exact Vedam from its very, from the deep-rooted way. And then they have come to Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a little different than the way we are approaching Bhagavatam. We are approaching Bhagavatam as though it's a new text, completely new to us, and we are trying to understand something from Bhagavatam. In their case, the difference is, because the background is different than us, due to the education that they went through, particularly both the speakers, it makes a big difference in their realizations of Bhagavatam. Not only that, their personalities who have spent their life in studying Bhagavatam, and as far as I know, both of them remembers all the 18,000 verses in the Bhagavatam. They don't need a book to refer to. In addition to that, both of them have followed Sridharacharya Swamiji's commentary very seriously and have been speaking Srimad Bhagavatam to audiences in different places, but never had any interest to come out of the country, to go outside and preach in that way. That was not in their thoughts. So, it so happened that these two programs came together, and it also happened that they came to one next to each other. So, I was thinking that maybe it is an opportunity to go and listen to them, even though you may not understand what they are saying because of the language difficulties, still their very way they conduct things in their life and the way they deal with situations, that itself is a really a experience of life. Because the first speaker, Venmani, who has been in not only in this generation, many, many generations before, they had taken to Bhagavatam, not in one generation. Many, many generations before, they have traditionally studied Srimad Bhagavatam as a text apart from the other Vedic literature. And even today, after so many years, as far as I know him, is at least for the last, since 1975, means last 40 years, I have known him. But even way before that, I have seen him as a young man, 18, 20 years old, sitting with Srimad Bhagavatam and reading. So, a personality like that, and he is still reading, but only thing is, because he has read so many times Bhagavatam, and it has become absorbed in them to that extent, and listening to them and their realizations, also makes it very interesting to see how those personalities have approached Bhagavatam and how it kept them going in their life as their whole purpose of living in this world. That is what you find in them. So, Venmani, he had to take a teaching profession. Generally, Brahmanas, when they had to take up a profession, that's what they sought mostly. So he had to take up a teaching profession in the Sri Shankara College in Kaladi. As a professor, he retired, and now he devotes whole time in preaching Bhagavatam to different temples wherever he is invited to speak, and he regularly conducts that, including his wife as well, whose wife's father, was a well-known speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam in his times. That means he left his body in 1980 or so, 80-82, somewhere around that time. So they all have a relationship with Bhagavatam, not the way we have. We are always looking at Bhagavatam with suspicion, with thinking, is this all correct? What's said in the Bhagavatam? Is this all exaggeration? Or is this all a mystery? We don't understand. Anyway, we will carry on with it. This is our mood. Most of the people, especially those who have come to Bhagavatam first time. But in their understanding, you can see that they are not looking at Bhagavatam the way we are looking at Bhagavatam. We are confused when somebody asks us something in the Bhagavatam. Say Richard Dawkins takes Bhagavatam and asks us some questions. He says, how do you believe all these things? We will also get sometimes confused. Do we believe in all these things? What's written in the Bhagavatam? This question will come. But the easiness with which they have absorbed Bhagavatam and the way they have realized that Bhagavatam in their own life is something worthwhile noticing. That how they have become so relaxed about Bhagavatam because of the background they have trained and also they have the devoted life for that purpose. So these are things which is worthwhile observing. Those who are observant, they will observe all these things. Others may not notice that. So it so happened in that Narasimhamurthy temple, which is near Calicut. Old name was Calicut, which was changed now to Kozhikode and all that. So anyway, Calicut, it's about an hour drive, this temple, where this program is going to happen from 10th to 17th. And from 17th to 25th, there is this program at Trivilluamala temple, which is a Ramachandra's temple, where it was an opportunity to have an arrangement with Mumbai Chandrasekhara Sharma, who agreed to come and speak Srimad Bhagavatam for a week there. So they are all very, very, very established speakers on the Bhagavatam, and there is no doubts in their mind about the spiritual realizations that they had from Bhagavatam. And if you look into their habits also, how simple they maintain their life in this world. Anyway, so that is from 17th to 24th evening. So these two programs together is the one we have planned to go in January for. And as I said to you the email before, probably you have read through that. If you have, that's why I sent it earlier to look at it. And as much as possible, we have arranged everything for the comfortable stay and accommodation and food. Prindle, of course, will be the temple prasadam. And even if you are not able to follow everything what is being spoken there, just being there in that association will immensely benefit people, because it's different. It is so different from the way we hear here in this hall and in a condition like this. And so everybody is welcome who are able to come, and it will be hopefully a good experience to all. So we need to go on the 8th of January, which is a Friday, so that we arrive there on the 9th morning, because the program starts on the 10th, and we will leave Cochin on 27th, which is a Wednesday morning. We should be here by lunchtime if everything goes okay. So even we finish the program on the 24th, it's possible we could go on 25th to Guruvayur temple and have a darshan there, and on 26th, which is the Republic Day in India, That day we have a program in another temple where we have built a prasadam hall, and there's a small ceremony attached to that which we could attend and drive from there to Cochin Airport to fly back. On 21st of January, there is another program arranged in Thrissur town, where there is a deity room has been built for a temple, for which they have organized a program there, fairly big program. They're expecting about 2,000 people to come. And some famous speakers of Bhagavatam and some sannyasis from the traditionalist Swami Bhumananda Tirtha, who is a very well-known personality. He is 87 years old. Whole life he had spent in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then there is a professor, Vaidyalinga Sharma, who is also a very learned person in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So there are a few more personalities who are going to come for that program. Of course, they would speaking in Malayalam mostly, but still to see that spark of spiritual life in them is worthwhile noticing. And to make our life comfortable, the accommodation is good. And prasadam also will be good. I hope it will be good, because it's been arranged with best people to cook, and it will be with the devotees at the temple. So it shouldn't cost a lot of money. As far as I could see, that the first 7 days where we have booked at the, it's called the Hotel Malayoram Gateway. It's one of the posh hotels in that area, so to say. And you could get a reasonably good price, well-priced, decent rooms there. And that's available. And in the other place, there is, in Trivilamala, nearby, there is a Krishna temple. You have to remember, Trivilamala temple, the deities were installed by Parashuram himself. It is like Vatakanatha temple in Thrissur. In Thrissur, right in the center of the town, you have the famous Lord Shiva's temple, Vatakanatha temple, which was installed by Parashuram. Same, similar times, he installed this temple as well, Trivilamala. Due to not very good management and all that, this temple hadn't become very popular. But when I spoke to Chandrasekhar Sharma, he mentioned that it was always his desire to speak Srimad Bhagavatam in this temple. That is how he puts it. He said, I was looking for this opportunity to talk Srimad Bhagavatam here. Not far from there, about 5 miles away, there is a Krishna temple where during the Mahabharata war, after the war was over, Krishna came with the Pandavas and they performed the ceremonies of death for those who left the body in the Mahabharata war in the Bharata river. Nearby, there is a Krishna temple, the deity installed by the Pandavas. They built a guest house there, a brand new guest house, which is ready now. So we have booked accommodation there. It's fairly comfortable and very, very, very cheap, to say. So all these accommodation facilities are there, and programs will start from the 10th in the morning right up to 25th. So, and then on 26th we have the program, and 27th we can come back. So that means from 8th, which is Friday, to 27th we should be back. 8th morning we have to leave and come back on the 27th morning. And if there is any questions or anything you would like to know, you can ask me. I can tell you as best as I can. But I do not expect any problems, because even if you don't understand what is spoken, when they read Bhagavatam, they don't read Bhagavatam like the way we read Bhagavatam. They have, because it is of their absorption in the Bhagavatam to that extent, when you see, you will see that if you properly understand Chandrasekhar Sharma's, I have heard Rudragidam, the way he expanded Rudragidam. Rudragidam is the famous prayers in the fourth canto, you will see that, where Lord Shiva instructing Prachetas about the mantra to be chanted while glorifying Krishna. It was spoken by Lord Shiva. two prachetas glorifying Krishna. And when you read that verses in the Bhagavatam normally, you probably won't even make the head and tail of it. It is so complex, the thing. But the way Chandrasekhara Sharma spoke about that and made it so easy to understand that, this was in another occasion when I heard from him in another place. And you could see that the background of the Vedic knowledge does help in understanding Bhagavatam better. Because you have to remember, when Vedavyas wrote Bhagavatam, it is only a summary of the Vedic knowledge. He packaged it everything. He didn't expand it. He packaged it. So due to packaging, lot of things does require explanation. It is actually meant for those who are learned, highly learned. Bhagavatam is meant for those who are highly learned. They will understand Bhagavatam better. Even though we are trying to understand Bhagavatam, and that difficulty you will see in the glorifications, in the discussions between great personalities like Vidura and Maitreya. Vidura and Maitreya is talking to each other, especially the third canto. There are so many verses, when you read through that, it is really, really hard to understand. It is not possible, it's so difficult. We may think that we have understood it, we don't understand it. The complexity of these verses. So their ability in expanding, but because they don't have the time also, in 7 days' time to speak Srimad Bhagavatam is difficult. Especially when they have to read through all the verses. They will not get enough time. That is why you have to keep listening to them at different places, at different times, when they speak different subjects. Some instances I heard Chandrasekhara Sharma speaking Kapila Maharshi's teachings to Devahuti. He could speak 6 months together sitting, talking about it, a few chapters. Such is the depth of their understanding from the Bhagavatam. Similarly, Krishna's childhood pastimes, the complexity of that, it looks to us nice when we read the pastimes in the Bhagavatam. But the depth of that pastimes to understand, unless you hear from personalities who have, they have also heard from many people in their life, in previous many, many years, what they have heard and assimilated that, it will all come out in their expansions of these, in their talk, when they talk about childhood pastimes of Krishna, Krishna's childhood pastimes. Similarly, there are other people also who have heard what Krishna had to say to Uddhava. And you can see that ultimately, when Lord Brahma says this, in the Bhagavatam you can observe this. If you look into the second canto, when Brahma gave Bhagavatam to Srinarada Maharshi, Brahma says that, if you look into the chapter, 7th chapter, verse 43, actually starts from 42, 43, 44, 45, 2, 7, 42, 43, 44, 45. Brahma is saying to Narada Maharshi, it is a famous Brahma Narada Sambhadam. That means, before before Shuka Brahmarshi starts speaking to Parikshit, Brahma has to speak to Bhagavatam to Narada Maharshi. Brahma spoke Bhagavatam to Narada Maharshi. And there, he is saying to him, look at 42. Esham sa eva bhagavan, deya edananda sarvatman ashridabado yadinirvyaligam, edustaram aditarandija devamayam, nesham mamaham ididisha shwasrgala bhakshe. Verse 42. He is saying that, due to Krishna's grace, ಯಶಾಂಸ ಏವ ಭಗವಾನ್ ದಯೇತ್ ಅನಂದ ಸರ್ವ ಆತ್ಮನಾಶ್ರಿತ ಪದಾಯದಿ ನಿರ್ವಲಿಗಂ. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಸೈಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಐ ಟುಕ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ. ಯೇ ದುಸ್ತರಾಂ ಅಧಿತರಂದಿ ಚ ದೇವಮಾಯ, ದಟ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟ್ ಮಾಯ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟ್ ಟು ಓವರ್ಕಮ್, ನೈಷಾ ಮಮಾಹಮಿದಿ ದಿ ಶೃಗಾಲ ಭಕ್ಷೆ. ದಟ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ವಿತ್ ವಿಚ್ ವಿ ಐಡೆಂಟಿಫೈ ಮೀ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೈಂಡ್, ಮಮಾಹಮಿದಿ ದಿ ದಟ್ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆನ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ಐಡೆಂಟಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ, ಅಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ, ಶ್ವ ಶೃಗಾಲ ಭಕ್ಷೆ, ಫಾರ್ ದ ಡಾಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ಫಾಕ್ಸಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಡಾಗ್ಸ್ ಟು ಈಟ್. This body is meant for that. And with that body we are identifying. And when we are identifying with this body, what kind of intelligence do we have? Brahma is saying, body is meant to be eaten by the foxes and the dogs one day, which means that it is worthless. And to that body we are identifying in the form of me and mine. And when you are identifying with the body in this way, what kind of intelligence will that be? Which you can see all over the world, is it not? So, ye dustaram aditarandija devamayam naisham mamahamidi disha srigala bhakshe. To overcome this is so difficult, this identification. And he says, Vedahamanga paramasihi yogamayam yuyam bhavascha bhagavanada daityavarya patni manosaja manuschada dalpajascha prajina barhis. Hrubu Angam Udadruvaschaham. Many, many personalities in the past, he says, that come out of this bodily identity. Bodily identity, they manage to escape from the bodily identity, which is our greatest problem in this life. Isn't it? And then there is a huge list of people there, which he has put in there. In the verses 44, 45 and 46, you can notice that. ಇಕ್ಷ್ವಾಕು, ಐಲನ್, ಮುಚುಕುಂದನ್, ವಿದೇಹನ್, ವಿದೇಹೇಶ್ ಜನಕ, ಗಾಧಿ, ರಘು, ಅಂಬರೀಷನ್, ಸಗರನ್, ಗಯ, ನಾಹುಷ, ಮಾಂಧಾದಾವ್, ಅಲರ್ಕನ್, ಶತಧನ್ಯಾವ್, ರಂಧಿದೇವ, ದೇವವ್ರತ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ಭೀಷ್ಮ, ಮಹಾಬಲಿ, ಅಮೂರ್ತರಯೋ, ದಿಲೀಪ, ದೆನ್ ಸೌಭರಿ, ಉತಂಗ, ಶಿಬಿ, ದೇವಲ, ಪಿಪ್ಪಲಾದ ಮಹರ್ಷಿ, ಸರಸ್ವತ ಮಹರ್ಷಿ, ಉದ್ಧವ, ಪರಾಶರ, ಭೂರಿಷೇಣ, ಏನಿ ವಿಭೀಷಣ, ಹನುಮನ್, ಆಂಜನೇಯಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ಉಪೇಂದ್ರದತ್ತ, ಪಾರ್ಥ, ಆರ್ಷ್ಟಿಷೇಣ, ವಿದುರ, ಶ್ರುತದೇವ ವರ್ಯ, ತೇ ದೈ ವಿದಂದ್ಯದಿ ಅಂದಿಜ ದೇವಮಾಯಾಂ ಸ್ತ್ರೀ ಹೂ ಶೂದ್ರ ಹೂಣ ಶಬರ ಅಭಿ ಪಾಪಜೀವಾಹ ಯತ್ಯದ್ಭುತ ಉರಾ ಪರಾಯಣ ಶೀಲಶಿಕ್ಷ ತಿರೇಗ್ಮನ ಅಭಿಕಿಮಿ ಶುದಧಾರಣಾಯೇ. Have you noticed one thing? That in that list, if you look, Brahmaji is saying to Narada Maharshi that all these people, like Uddhava in the Bhagavatam, is a very famous personality, is it not? Uddhava is well known for his bhakti. Vibhishana, similarly. As far as Brahma is concerned, all these personalities are perfected their life. That is how he is saying that. Because having gotten a human form of life, by executing spiritual life, who has realized the truth? That is what Brahma is looking at. He is not saying that normally we would consider Uddhava as a very advanced personality in the Shrimad Bhagavatam because of his close relationship with Krishna. Is it not? And similarly, other Anjaneya Swami, Ramachandra's famous devotee, Vibhishana in the same way, Mahabali in another level. But when Lord Brahma is saying, all these personalities are all successful in life, spiritually they have all realized the truth. This is the important thing. So you can see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when they are listed, Brahmaji is thinking about all these persons. They have all perfected their lives in spiritual life. That is what he finds it. Perfection in the sense, they are all people who have come out of this problem. Which one? Nesha mamahamidi dhi shosragala bhakshe. That body is not anymore the important thing. Able to come from the grips of this bodily identity. bodily identity. So these Brahma's prayers, Brahma's teachings to Sri Narada Maharshi, which is in this famous seventh chapter, you can see each verse is very, very, very heavy verses, and there is 50 of those verses in that chapter. And when you start reading them in translation, you may feel that the verses are simple, but they are not. They are not that simple as you may feel about it. So, it is in those situations you understand the depth of the Bhagavatam. In Bhagavatam, everything is summarized. It's not expanded. It is a summary of the Vedic knowledge. It's a summary of the Vedic knowledge. That means in many places, when it comes to, you can say from beginning from Kunti's Stuti onwards, Kunti's prayers, Bhishma's prayers and all that, if you want to know the whole background, you have to go back to Mahabharatam or to Ramayanam or somewhere else in the Vedic literature or in the Upanishad C1 to get the proper detailed understanding of what Bhagavatam has to say. But in Krishna, the Vedavyasa Maharshi's success in the Bhagavatam is, why it fascinated Shukha Brahmarshi so much? Because already in that state, because of Shukha Brahmarshi's background, from where he came from, he found Bhagavatam interesting. It's not at all surprising that he found Bhagavatam interesting. Why? Because all that what he has realized in his knowledge of the Vedic literature, he didn't study Bhagavatam first time as the book like we study now. He is studying Bhagavatam after he has been educated in all the other Vedic literature prior to this. It is much later, and after self-realization he is studying reading Bhagavatam. So you can imagine that the way Bhagavatam was presented to Shukha Brahmarshi is different than the way Bhagavatam is presented to us. We are looking at Bhagavatam as a completely new text without the sufficient background of the what is required for the Bhagavatam. But as much as we absorbed in the Bhagavatam and as much as you hear from different people who have that depth of understanding, you will also realize it that what you thought about Bhagavatam in the beginning is not all what it is. That realization will come one day when you hear it from different sources, from different people with that depth of understanding. So, this is one of the examples of and because of their upasana, the way they have taken to Bhagavatam and they have kept it with them their whole life, and they lived with that, it's also worthwhile to see that Bhagavatam, how it has affected their life in their own life in this world. So, I need to tell them who is coming in a short period of time, because I have given them a small advance and booked all the rooms, telling that I will let you know very soon. So it is important that I tell them in advance, by say in 3 or 4 days' time, that who are willing to, how many of us are coming, and if and then remaining rooms they can let out to others, so that they could. But temporarily I booked for all the rooms that's available in these places. So that's the important thing. About the flight is concerned, I was talking to Anil, has checked with the tickets. He found that there are flights, you can fly from here to Calicut and come back from Cochin. And all the Gulf Air, the Middle Eastern flights, they all offer that facility, it seems. And it is little around 480 or 490 pounds return flights, flying to Calicut and coming back from Cochin. The idea is not to travel as minimum as possible, because there is quite a dangerous Formula One racing going on there in the roads. It's too risky driving around there. So it's easier. That it's only 1 hour drive from Kozhikode Airport to this place, to First Temple. And from there we have another 3 hour drive to Trivilamala Temple. And from Trivilamala Temple we have a 2 hour drive to Thrissur, and then 1.5 hour drive to Cochin. That's all the driving is concerned. There's no more driving after that. So, yeah, different days, yeah. Kept it to the very minimum possible. And that means we'll stay in one place and just take the association or time, whatever you have there. So, Tiruvilamalai temple is famous and it has facilities there to move around. If you're not feeling comfortable to sit and listen, you can just wander around. The weather is fine. And enjoy the atmosphere otherwise, if you find it difficult to sit and listen to. Sharmaji also has a nature. He is fond of conducting kirtanam. He is very fond of kirtanam. He sings well, and he also likes to take devotees on a chanting the holy name and walk around the temples in the evening after the program every day. That's his system, what he follows. So you'll see Venmani's system is different than the Sharmaji system. Some people like Sharmaji's system, some people like Venmani's system. So Sharmaji has been the most dear disciple of Krishna Premi, who is a very well-known personality and respected and revered by many, many people for his knowledge and realizations. So Sharmaji has been very close to him, and he mentioned in one lesson that occasionally when Krishna Premi talks about Upanishads and Brahma Sutram, he gives up all the program and goes for the classes to listen from him. Such is their absorption in the Vedic way of life. And when many, of course, he had a great opportunity in different times with associating with different people in his life. And he has taken on board everything for his own, which you see in his dealings with the devotees. So, that's all I have got to say. And I would say that this will be my last trip in this way. I wouldn't be able to do it because it's too much for me to do this. And so if ever you can make it, please do come. Warm invitation. And if you can come and take advantage of it, it's good. But I just have to leave that to individuals to decide how they can fit it in. So, yeah. So we'll go back to Srimad Bhagavatam. Last time, when we finished Bhagavatam, we're talking about Krishna's appearance. Prior to Krishna's appearance, what was happening in Mathura? As I mentioned then, there are different scenes. Shuka Brahmarshi is presenting to us in the Bhagavatam, it's like this. Like you look at an album and see at different times how you had gone through your life. In a similar way, when Shuka Brahmarshi is presenting Krishna's appearance in the Bhagavatam, you will notice one thing. One scene he presents to us, what's happening in Goloka Vrindavan with Krishna and Radharani there. Another scene in the prison with Vasudeva and Devaki. Another scene, Kamsa having his scene in his palace with his ministers. All that, what's going on there. Another scene in Gokulam, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi in another situation there. So these different scenes, Shuka Brahmarshi brings them together and puts it in front of us. They're all different. And we don't have permission in all these places to go to. Unless Shuka Brahmarshi tells us, we won't know that. For example, remember when we came, remember reading last time, that Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and all the other devadas, demigods, they all come to see Devaki Devi in the prison. Prison is locked up. They all got inside. They all gone inside. Walls and all cannot stop these higher living personalities. We can't lock up and tell Brahma and Shiva, you have to wait outside. That's not possible. That's what you will notice there. Therefore, we can't go inside. We have to wait outside. They can go inside. That is why when that prayers were spoken, give you a simple example. When Prabhupada was talking about this yogi, Trailinga Swami, who lived in Benares in Prabhupada's time, that means about 80, 90 years back. When Prabhupada's childhood, he was an older person. This I mentioned the story before. Trailinga Swami, he was highly realized person, highly realized in the sense, all yogic powers were on his fingertips. To that extent, he had the yogic power. And he was not even conscious of his body. Something like Jadabharata and Sadashiva Brahmendra's state. Not even conscious of a body existing. That is how he lived his life in Benares. So, when he was living there, often he was not dressed. He had no clothes on. And the British government who ruled at that time, they tried to arrest him and lock him up for not being dressed properly, thinking that he could be a problem for the society. So the local police, they told the police commissioner, who was British at that time, that it may be troublesome to do that with him, because they knew about his powers, and if you arrest him, it may not be effective at all. Whatever it may be, the police decided to arrest him and lock him up. When they arrested him and locked him up inside, and when they came out, they saw him standing outside. This is our locking arrangements, how worthwhile it is as far as the yogis are concerned. So all these Aishwarya Siddhis are freely available to these higher personalities. They don't need anything. We can't lock them up. That is why you will see in Brahma Sutram and all slight references to these things there. So when Brahma, Shiva and all other demigods and all, they came to see Krishna, Devaki Devi, and Vasudeva and Devaki is inside the prison, comes as locked him up nicely with all the latest lock system, whatever he had with him, is locked up. But they are all inside, and Brahma is glorifying Krishna there, inside. We can't be there, we can't go in, it's locked up. Sugar Brahmarshi is there inside with them. So we have to accept what Sugar Brahmarshi is telling us about what's going on there. So, as we saw before, that in the Bhagavadam, that what was when Kamsa, after locking up, he's going back to his palace. Asinam samvishastishtan. 24. 10 to 24. Ashi asina samvishamstishtan. Bhunjana paryadan mahim. Chindayano hrishikesham. Apashyal tanmayam jagal. That this is Kamsa's state. Kamsa is saying, Kamsa couldn't stay in one place. He was always disturbed in his mind. Bhujjanam paryadan mahim chindayano hrishikesham apashyal tanmayam jagat. That due to continuously thinking about Krishna, he was so absorbed in that he says, chindayano hrishikesham. We all try to remember Krishna, but it doesn't last more than 10 seconds. Before that it's gone from our mind. All other thoughts come in, isn't it? But here, while sitting, while walking, while eating, and asinam samvisham tishtan bunjanam paryadan mahim, and all time chindayano hrishikesham, thinking about Krishna, apashyal tanmayam jagat. Not only that, when he looked everywhere, he's only seeing Krishna. Look at how Krishna consciousness Kamsa became overnight.
This is the state yogis and the rishis wants to be. But due to that fear inside that this person is coming to kill me, is going to kill me, is going to kill me. On that meditation of Krishna in that way, he has become completely Krishna conscious. Completely Krishna conscious. That's a famous verse in the Bhagavadam to say that state of a devotee when you become totally Krishna conscious. We may think about Kamsa, oh, he's such a cruel person, such a rude person and all. After all, Kamsa has gone back home, back to Godhead, we are still here. You can never forget that, isn't it? He doesn't have to come back again here. Krishna has given, sent him back. So, who is Krishna more pleased with? Krishna's uncle he is, isn't it? And, Asina Samvisham Stishtan Bunjanam Paridan Mahim Chindayano Krishigesham. Sukha Brahmashi says, Apashyal Tanmayam Jagat. Wherever he looked, in whichever direction he saw, everywhere there is only Krishna for him. Because of the fear inside, that is what has happened. So, with that prayers, that any moment, whenever he had only one thought in his mind, this fear of Krishna. Krishna is coming to kill me. So, he has reached that stage that we will leave that at that moment. Let's go to the prison. This other place where it's happening there. No. So, we are interested in Krishna's appearance. More than all these problems, one comes as God. Now, what has happened? The time has come for Krishna's appearance. So, you can imagine Krishna's appearance in that month of both Ashtami and Rohini. Rohini is Krishna's star. Ashtami is the Tidhi. Movement based on the moon. And these 2 days combined together, imagine that we are all standing there outside that prison house. So, it's almost the time is very close to the evening hours. And that time, these personalities had come. That means, appearance is in the middle of the night, isn't it? So, we have to understand that they had come a few hours before that, who other great personalities. And in that group, there are people with 4 heads, there are people with 3 eyes, and all sorts of people. And also you can, rishis are there, Indra is there, who has got thousands of eyes over his body, maharshis, all the rishis, siddhas, charanas, gandharvas, apsaras women, women demigods from the heavenly planets, all these, a huge, large group of people, they had come. We cannot stand on the way, they are going in. The prison is locked, but they all gone inside. They've all gone inside. So, because they are divine personalities, even though it's all locked up, it doesn't apply to them. It doesn't apply to them. So, one after the other, without opening the doors, they all got inside. They all got inside the prison. And what's happening inside now, Sukha Brahmarshi is telling us in the Bhagavatam. That's what he is telling us. What is happening inside the prison? And we can only stand outside and listen to what he has to say. So, there, after they got inside, the first thing was, Brahma started the prayers, which we spoke before, Garbhastuti. Famous prayers in the Bhagavatam. That Garbhastuti. Garbhastuti means, Devi Devi is carrying Krishna, and seeing, carrying Krishna, Brahma standing there. Why Brahma? Because Brahma is the head of all the demigods, isn't it? So, therefore, so the system is, for all incarnations, this incarnation concept itself is very complicated. We have to understand that, which we'll talk some other time, talk about that incarnation concept, what incarnation means. So, Brahma, you will notice, in every incarnation, he will come first. First, he will come. And then he will glorify that particular incarnation. You will notice this in Vamana Avataram, Balarama Avataram, and in Krishna Avataram, of course, Ramachandra's Avataram. All appearances, you will notice this one phenomenon, Brahma coming first and glorifying Krishna for that appearance, and then he will go back. It is a normal custom for every incarnation. Malsyam, Kurmam, Varaham, Narsimham. Every incarnation, if you look, you will see this special feature. Special feature. But, so, in Krishnavataram, there is a slight difference. Krishnavataram, normally, normally the system is, before the incarnation happens, when it's in the pregnant stage, when the mother, like Aditi Devi, was carrying Vamanamurti, that is when Brahma comes and makes the prayers. Similarly, Kausalya Devi was carrying Ramachandra. It is before that Brahma comes and makes the prayers. So, that is the system. And then normally, after appearance, there will be another glorification from Brahma. So, Brahma glorifies in two instances. One, before appearance, and one, after the appearance. This is usual customs. But in one or two incarnations, there is some change. For example, you can see that Brahma missed in one or two places. You know when? When Narasimha Murthy came. Brahma couldn't do anything. He also didn't know who is going to come, from where he is going to come. So there you will notice, Brahma's prayer is after the appearance. That's one particular incarnation where Brahma missed. And Brahma's problem, you can see, he has to come before and he has to do after as well. But Narasimha Murthy's case, this didn't happen. This didn't happen. So therefore, this Garbhastuti does not apply to Narasimha. Narasimha doesn't have Garbhastuti, only one Stuti after appearance. And that too, Brahma got so frightened after that, he never wanted to. He says to Prahlada, you go, you do everything, and then I'll come back later, he says. You'll see in the Bhagavatam all these interesting things. So, because Brahma didn't know when Pilar got pregnant. When did the Pilar got pregnant? Brahma didn't know that. So, that was the situation. So, but Brahma didn't know, but Prahlada knew that he is coming. Prahlada knew he is coming because it is from the pillar Hiranyakashipu and Prahlada fought each other. Hiranyakashipu is asked Prahlada, is your Vishnu there in the pillar? Prahlada is seeing there inside the pillar Vishnu. That is why with full confidence he says to Hiranyakashipu, I'm sure he is there, he said. So Hiranyakashipu says to Prahlada, what are you talking nonsense? I can't see anything there. Prahlada is saying, you can't see, but I can see. I am able to see, you can't see. That's when he pulled out and said, you're talking nonsense. Hiranyakashipu pulled out the sword and in that process hit that pillar and Narasimha Murthy came out from that. So that was one instance when Brahma had the problem. So in this way, one or two incarnations, Brahma had difficulties. But Krishnavataram, Krishna's appearance, this problem didn't happen. Because here, the difference is, this avataram, Krishnavataram, is complete. Complete means Purna avataram. Purna avataram means that Brahman, when it manifests, we have different kinds of incarnations before, isn't it? Leela avataram, Kala avataram, Gunavadaram, Amshavadaram, various types of avadaram is spoken in the Bhagavatam before. All that requires a lot of understanding what that all means. Only then you can understand what Purnavadaram means. Purnavadaram means it is not a Kalavadaram, it's not a Gunavadaram, it is not Amshavadaram. Like Parashuram and all is considered to be an Amshavadaram he is. Even Ramachandra's appearance is considered to be Purnavadaram, but Krishna's avataram is considered to be Paripurnavadaram. Paripurnavadaram means there is nothing missing in this particular appearance. So, Garbhastuti is required. Garbhastuti is required. So, Brahma gets in. And when he got inside, along with him, all other demigods and the women from the heavenly planets, they all got inside. They all got inside. As soon as they got inside, what did they do? Devaki and Vasudeva were sitting there. They circumambulated Devaki and Vasudeva. All of them together, they circumambulated. So when Krishna is inside Devaki Devi now, Lord Brahma is able to see that. They have higher personalities, have that capacity to see. So when Krishna is inside, Devaki Devi is in the highly realized state, Nirvikalpa Samadhi. In that Samadhi state she is. That is why you will see in the Bhagavatam, in that third chapter, how could you expect somebody like a pregnant woman, lady, to speak in this way? Look at the prayers there in the Bhagavatam. In the third chapter, verse 24, 10:3:24. She is carrying Krishna inside. She is carrying Krishna inside, and it is right after that appearance of Krishna, this prayer has come from Devaki. Devaki Devi's prayers. To have a prayer like this, in a state like of pregnancy like that, is not possible. It's not possible. These prayers, if you read through, and if you detail, if you understand that prayers, you can see those prayers were spoken in a fully realized state. Fully realized state. Rubam yattad prahuravyattamadhyam brahma jyotir nirgunam nirvigaram sattamatram nirvishesham niriham sattvam sakshal vishnu radhyalpadipam. It goes on like that. So, how Devaki Devi, while carrying Krishna, how she was in a realized state. So, Brahma is seeing presence of Krishna inside Devaki Devi. Devaki Devi is in a realized state. That is where this situation is, this scenario is. And says that in Nirvikalpam state, Nirvikalpam means when there is no Vikalpam inside. Vikalpam, you know what it means. Vikalpam means thought waves. Our mind, when does the mind starts functioning? When the thought waves comes in, isn't it? As long as we have thought waves, the mind is active. The moment all thoughts stops, then there is no Vikalpam. Vikalpam means the thought waves that comes and disturbs the mind, this the shanti inside. That is what is called as Nirvikalpa Samadhi. There is Vikalpam, no Vikalpam, Nirvikalpam. That Samadhi state is called what is experienced by Devaki Devi, which is normally experienced by the great rishis in their transcendental state. And she is enjoying that state of having Krishna inside, because Krishna has given to Vasudeva and Devaki this experience to make them aware who he is. Remember, Kamsa has locked them up in the prison and they were in great distress. And suddenly Krishna appeared in the heart of Vasudeva. And Vasudeva is saying to Devaki, I am feeling extremely blissful, right in the middle of this misery. Kamsa has killed all the children, 6 children. Kamsa has locked them up and Kamsa is ready to kill them, both, Vasudeva and Devaki. And they were so depressed and distressed inside the prison house. And Vasudeva is saying, both Devaki and Vasudeva is talking to each other, we are feeling so miserable here. What are we going to do? And they were crying in that state. After going through all this misery, suddenly Krishna appeared in the heart of Vasudev and everything changed in Vasudev. Krishna's appearance means what? That identification with the body goes away. That means all the bodily problems also goes away with it. Hankering, lamentation, attachment, aversion. All kinds of things, what is related to the body doesn't exist anymore. That is why suddenly Vasudev says to Devaki that I don't feel the problems anymore. I feel extremely happy. And Devaki says to Vasudeva, I am not feeling, tell me about what you are experiencing. And then Vasudeva is talking about Krishna to Devaki, and at the end of that, Krishna moved himself from Vasudeva to Devaki. And now Devaki is experiencing that bliss inside. That is when Brahmaji and others had come and circumambulated them. So, when they have circumambulated them, both demigods and Brahma, they were all glorifying Krishna, and Brahma is able to see Krishna inside Devaki Devi. And that is when that famous Garbhastuti begins in the Bhagavatam. Then at that time he noticed that Krishna is lying there inside Devaki Devi with both the eyes closed. So Krishna, Brahma is seeing this. Eyes are closed. Krishna's eyes are closed. And Brahma knows who this personality is, who had come. Nirguna Brahma. Nirguna Brahma means, Brahma means Brahat, isn't it? Brahma means everything. That's Brahma. Why is Nirguna Brahma? That means three modes of material nature cannot touch, untouched by the modes of nature. So Brahma decided that the prayers to Purna Brahmam, which has come now, it should not be an ordinary prayer, it should be the best. Because after all, who taught Brahma? Krishna has taught him. So Brahma knows that very well. And whatever knowledge and realization Brahma had, he wanted to bring everything in his prayers to Krishna. In these prayers. That is why, when you look at that prayers from Brahma, you will notice, whatever Vedantam Brahma knew, he has packaged the whole thing in that first verse itself. Remember that? We talked about that verse before also. Satyavradam Satyavaram Trisatyam Satyavradam Satyavaram Trisatyam Satyasya Yonim Nihitanja Satye Satyasya Satyam Kadasatya Netram Satya Almagam Tuam Sharanam Prabhanaham. Verse 26 in second chapter. This verse, every Satyam in that verse has different meanings. How many Satyams? Every Satyam has a different meaning. And there are Bhagavatam commentators who, some of them have written hundreds of pages to explain that one verse. Satyavradam, Satyavaram, Trisatyam, Satyasya Yonim, Nihidanja Satye, Satyasya Satyam, Krita Satya Netram, Satya Almagam Tvam, Sharanam Prabhanaha. So, and Bhagavatam, people who have understood Bhagavatam well, they require something like 1 year time to talk about this verse, this particular verse. There are historical references, people have spoken about these verses for 6 months, 9 months, like that. Just like the first verse in the Bhagavatam, remember? Janmadhyasya yadonvayadhidharadas. Equally is important this verses. The first verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the expansion of that verse is the whole Bhagavatam. Remaining Bhagavatam is the expansion of that verse. Similarly, Brahma, with all his capacity, he brought the whole philosophical understanding into this one verse. Satyavradam, Satyavaram, Trisatyam. So, when he recited this verse, after the prayers, Brahma paid his obeisances. Brahma paid his obeisances to Krishna. So, while paying obeisances, Brahma thought that I've done a very good job. He felt like that. Because the beauty of the verse, there's nothing that is left out in that verse. Everything in relationship with Krishna is true there. What is spoken in that verse? Satyavratam, Satyavaram, Trasatyam, Satyasya Yoni, Nihidam cha Satya, Satyam se Satyam, Kratam, Satyanayatram, Kratasatyanayatram, Satyalmagam, Tvam Sharanam Ravanaha.
So the words carry a lot. There is no question about that. Sometimes when somebody has managed to speak well, you will feel a little pride about it, isn't it? That I had spoken everything perfectly. Brahma himself felt that satisfaction inside when he spoke these words. And after saying that, he paid his obeisances to Krishna straight away on the floor. And what he thought was that Krishna is going to appreciate these words for what he has spoken. But after that, when Brahma looked at Krishna, Krishna didn't even bother. It was a total disaster. Sometimes you see like that what happens? It was a total disaster what happened there. Earlier Krishna was looking at Brahma, listening to all this. When this happened, Krishna turned the other side and showed the bump to Brahma. All your Vedantam I don't want to hear. That was his mood. Krishna's mood was like that. I don't want to hear all this Vedantam. This Vedantam, I am hearing enough in Golokam and Vaikuntham. I have heard that enough there. There are enough people like four Kumaras and great personalities, great rishis, sages. They are all in that Vedantam which I have been hearing there. I had enough of all that. I didn't come here to hear Vedantam. That is Krishna's mood. Brahma made that mistake. This is all, you won't find, it's written in the Bhagavad. Bhagavadam won't write all these things. These are impressions which you have to carry, get from Bhagavadam by listening to people who have studied Bhagavadam well. Because they have the reasons to think like that. When you look further, you will see how Brahma suddenly switched from Vedantam to Bhakti. A direct, immediate transfer, you will notice there. Whatever it is, he says there that, Brahma thought that maybe the Vedantam I have spoken was not enough. That's how he made the mistake. He thought like that. He says, what he thought was that perhaps I should give a little bit more explanation to this Vedantic verses. That is why in the next verse you see again Vedantam a little in a different pattern. Ekayano sodhibalas trimulam chadurasa panchavida shathalma saptatvagashta vidabo navaksho dashachari tvikago adi vriksha. He says there that the way the verse is that ekayano so dhibala trimula chadurasa panjavidha, shadalma, saptatva, ashtavidavo, navaksho, dashachari. It appears as though how to count from 1 to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, like that. So, the verse is interesting because Brahma is saying to him that, saying to Krishna, you are Adivriksha, the first tree. Says to him, you are the first tree. When Brahma said this to Krishna, Krishna is saying that he was going to stop Brahma. You don't have to say any more. I have come here in this form and you are telling me I am the tree. So, he was taking it like that. But Brahma thought, just saying a tree won't be sufficient. Let me explain the tree properly. So he says to him, Ekayana so dhibala. That means, you are that tree everybody is dependent on. And it has got two fruits. The tree has two fruits. Dvibhala, happiness and distress. Three mula, three roots it has got. Four rasam, chadur rasa. And all these things combined together, that tree exists and you are that. Saying that, Brahma paid obeisances again. So when Brahma is saying all these things,
Krishna is not saying anything. Krishna is keeping quiet. And when Brahma completed his obeisances, he says to him that he gave the impression to Brahma, I don't want to hear this anymore. This kind of prayers. Krishna has come to Vrindavanam in his most beautiful form. He doesn't want to be bothered about all this high knowledge of the Brahman and explanation of the Brahman in this way and identifying Brahma, Krishna in that way. So that is the way, the mood, and that is when Brahma sends the mood of Krishna. Brahma sends the mood of Krishna. Sometimes this happens. Even among the Brahmanas, this sometimes happens, that sometimes there is uneasiness between people in certain times in life. It happens in relationships. So one Brahmana invited another Brahmana home for Vara means they have occasionally together, sit together and recite Vedam in different instances. And it is traditional to invite other Brahmanas to come for that. And after that, they are offered prasadam. And generally everybody accepted prasadam and left. In one instance, one Brahmana was invited and he had a little bit of uneasy relationship with the person who invited him. But if you are invited for Varam, you are supposed to go and participate in that process. So he came there, he invited and joined in the program and chanted the Vedas for hours together, they had it together, and then after that he decided to leave without taking the prasadam. So the host who invited, he felt uneasy, he felt unhappy about it. So he insisted that you should stay and take prasadam. But the other person said that I have some other important business to go, I don't have time. And this, that and the other, he made some excuses to leave the place and go away from here. So the host told this guest Brahmana that I beg you to stay, please don't go. Please take prasadam and then go. Because he, although they knew each other, they had some uneasiness in their relationships, which happens in life, isn't it, with people. So this happened, but this Brahmana said to him that if you insist that you have to go, then you should go. I can't say anything more than that. And the Brahmana turned his back to him and said to him, I have begged at you to stay, but you are so obstinate that you want to leave. You couldn't stay. And he could see that it was because of the uneasy relationship they had. So Brahma also, in the same way, seeing Krishna's mood, sensed that things are not right. Intelligent people will sense those things at the right time, isn't it? So Brahma could understand Krishna is giving this vibration to him. I have not come here to listen to this kind of prayers. Which one? Satyavradam, Satyavaram, Trasatyam. Satyasya Satyam, Yonim Nihidanja Sati. Satyasya Satyam, Hrada Satyanetram. Satyalmagam Tvam Sharanam Prabhanaha. Ekayano Sodhibala Trimulam. Chaturrasa Panjavida Shadhalma. Saptatvagashta Vidabo Navaksho. Dashachari Dvigagho Adi Vrikshaha. So, he said, from Krishna's face, Brahma sensed that I have enough opportunities in Vaikuntham and in Golokam to hear this kind of prayers. Great, great personalities like Sanaga Maharshi, Sanaga, Sanatana, Sananda and Sanat Kumara, the four Kumaras, great yogis and great personalities, they are all coming there. And
Tvam Brahma Paramam Sakshal Anadyantam Avavratam. They have spoken such prayers before about Krishna. That means glorifying Krishna without being touched by the modes of nature. That means while talking about Krishna, Nirguna Brahmam, that means to glorify Krishna untouched by the modes of nature. That is that prayer's importance. The prayers, you will notice that when Kumaras are glorifying Krishna, or great rishis are glorifying Krishna, they will glorify Krishna untouched by the three modes of material nature. So, and Krishna says, that state is in Vaikuntham, outside the modes of nature, isn't it? Outside the modes of nature, that state is in Vaikuntham. And there, I am comfortable with the way I am being glorified there. And Vedantam says like this, that when lying on Adishesha, with the feet in Mahalakshmi's lap, great rishis come and glorify him in Vaikuntham. And doesn't require any of these material comforts there. But here, and Krishna says that while sleeping there, I get good sleep when I hear this Vedantam glorifications. That's Krishna's mode. So here, I have not come for that. I just want to hear from the devotees what they have got to say about me. So in order to enjoy and taste that bhakti, the taste of bhakti of the devotees, I had come here. The other prayers I have enjoyed enough in Vaikuntham and Golokam. But I have come here specifically to enjoy the devotional glorifications of the devotees. So that is why Tvam Brahma Paramam Sakshal, all these kind of prayers is not appealing to me, and that is why Krishna turned his back. And Brahma understood that. And at that time you will see there is a switch over in the prayers. Verse 30, if you look. Toi ambujacha agila sattva dhamni samadhina veshida cheta seige tulpada podena mahal kradena kuruvandi goval sabadam bhavabdhim. If you see the explanation to these verses, in Srila Swami's commentary and also in other Acharya's commentary, how much they had extracted from this one verse. What they are saying there is that tulpada bodena mahal krudena kurvandi govalsapadam bhavabhidhim. That devotees have taken shelter of your lotus feet. And they have crossed over this cycle of birth and death, which is called material existence, which is compared to an ocean. And how did they cross? They crossed this ocean of material existence exactly like if you walk over a small quantity of water which is there in the footprint of a calf. When calf walks over a ground, there will be a small footprint. There will be little water there. And how you walk over that without any difficulty? Similarly, great personalities, great devotees, great jnanis and others, they have crossed this ocean of cycle of birth and death so easily, like you cross over a small quantity of water, small place where water is stored, how you can walk over that. With such simplicity, they manage to cross over. Bhaval, this he says here, Tvalpada podena mahad kratena kurvandi govalsapadam bhavabdhim. Govalsapadam bhavabdhim. Bhavabdhim means this ocean of material existence, which we know is not easy to cross, isn't it? We know that we leave this body, we will get another body. We will come back again here.
We also don't know what will happen after the next body. More or less it's certain that another body will be there after that, till we come out of this, till we realize the truth, basically. So 8.4 million different species, different bodies, we have been passing through, and when this is going to come to an end, we don't know. How many lifetimes we have passed through, and how many more is going to happen in the future, is also not known to us. When this is the state, we are almost certain that when this is going to come to an end is unknown to us. So therefore it is called Bhavabdhi. Bhavabdhi means that ocean which is impossible to cross. Bhavabdhi. Bhava means birth and death, birth and death, birth and death. Changing the body. Leave this body, accept another body. Leave that body, accept another body. That is our present situation, isn't it? But great personalities, they are saying that they managed to cross over this very easily, very easily. Bhaval padamboruha nama matram tulpada bodhena mahalkradena kurvandi goval sabadam bhavabdhim. In the next verse he says, swayam samuttirya sudustaram dhyuman bhavarnavam bhima madabhrasa uhradaha bhaval padamboruha nama matram te nidhaya yadha sadanugraho bhavan. That is the interesting side. Swayam samuttirya sudustaram dhyuman bhavarnavam bhimam adabhra sauhradaha. This bhavarnavam bhimam adabhra sauhradaha. He is saying there that great, great persons, devotees, pure devotees, they managed to get over this cycle of birth and death. But the way they cross that, it has got some specialities. That is the interesting bit. What is that interesting thing? Interesting thing is that Swayam Samuttirya Sudustaram Dhyuman Bhavarnavam Bhimam Adabhra Saukhradaha. What did they do? Bhaval Padamboruha Navamatrate Nidhaya Yatha Sadanugraho Bhavan. They took completely shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Bhaval padamboruha navamatrate nidhaya yatha sadanugraho bhavan. Why in the Bhagavadam and other prayers also you will see saying you take Krishna's shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. It says like that. Isn't it? You could have said, why not take Krishna's lotus face? Always it is lotus feet. Is it not? Why is it like that? Why is it spoken that it should be your lotus feet? Always, throughout Bhagavatam you will see in all the prayers if you look, Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna's lotus feet. Everywhere. Why is it spoken in that way? The reason is this, you can understand this, the bhavam behind that. Suppose you want something from somebody in this world normally, right? You asked him again, you begged at him, and you want it really from him, that particular favor. Is it not? Ultimately you will say to him, I'll touch your feet, please give it to me. I need this. Isn't it? So that is our general nature in us. That when you have developed a strong desire for something and ultimately the other person is not willing to give it to you, the last place where you will touch is his feet. Isn't it? Is that not? Suppose somebody is coming to kill me now. Right now and shoot me. Gun. I'm not going to negotiate with him, am I? It's not going to work. So this cycle of birth and death is like this. It's going to come. It's going to kill me. I know it's coming. So the approach in that way is that when I know the danger is so serious, it's imminent, the only option I have now is to fall at his feet and ask for shelter. Because I can't do anything more than that. That's the last thing I can do. And that is why Sharanagati's best representation is holding on to Krishna's feet. This is the reason why we say lotus feet, lotus feet, lotus feet all the time. I don't know whether you get the point, what I'm making. That when you are in serious trouble, and when, just like death, death is standing right in front of you, you met with somebody in the street who's going to shoot you down straight away, and you don't know what, you're not going to talk to him, logic and reasoning, it's not going to work. Samam, Danam, Vedam, Dandam, you are not strong enough to fight with him or win. You know that you're going to lose it. So the only thing is that you're going to be in serious trouble. So finally you will say to him, please, I touch your feet. And generally, the human nature is that sometimes people may give you. So the same feeling that holding on to somebody's feet means that it is the highest degree of surrender in a person that one can surrender to. Even when Sharanagati, when you want to practically bring it into life, it ends there, to hold on to feet and ask for help, for shelter. That's all. And that is the reason why in all the prayers, he says, pray to Krishna's lotus feet, take Krishna's shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. This lotus feet has become important that way. Otherwise you could have said, you could have taken Krishna's lotus face, or lotus hands, or lotus legs, or lotus, so many lotus eyes, and so many things spoken about Krishna's beautiful body, spoken in that way. But shelter is always at the lotus feet. Shelter is always at the lotus feet. Because you feel the necessity for shelter more when you are touching the lotus feet of Krishna. Or lotus feet of anybody for that matter, whomever you are expecting problems from anybody. So it is that Sharanagati at its highest level is when you are able to surrender and touch the feet of another person. So what happened here? This is the more interesting bit. That said, here Brahma is saying, Swayam samuttirya sudustaram dhuman bhavarnavam bhimam adabra sauhradavaha. That it is impossible to cross this cycle of birth and death. But devotees, they manage to cross very easily. Very easily. That, and not only that, when they wanted to cross, Bhaval Padambo Ryuha Navamatrade, Nava means boat, a boat. They all had their own boat. And what is this boat? It is a little bit literary explanation to all that. That they wanted to cross this cycle of birth and death, which is like an ocean. But when they came to this ocean, they saw that there is no end to this. See, cycle of birth and death. When is this going to come to an end? They got confused about that. So if you want, they saw this ocean, just like if you go and stand near an ocean and look at the ocean, ocean is so big to cross. So what they did, standing at the seashore, that they managed to bring a boat. They managed to bring a boat. And that boat is Krishna's lotus feet. Lotus feet. They got into that boat, and Bhaval Padamboruha Navamatram. And what did they do? Using that boat of Krishna's lotus feet, they managed to cross the sea. But while crossing the sea, they left the boat here and they crossed the sea. That's the interesting bit. How could you do that? They took up, normally you have a boat, you use the boat, when you cross the sea, when you get to the other side, you will get there with the boat, isn't it? But here what they have done, they took Krishna's shelter, which is the boat, Bhaval Padamboruha Navamatram. They took the shelter of that boat. While going, they didn't take the boat with them. They left the boat here and they gone away to the other side. What does that mean? When they came and stood there on the when they came and stood at the ocean, they got frightened. We should get frightened about what we hear from the Shastra, isn't it? That there is another life after this death. We'll have to accept another body. And we have to go through this whole cycle again. Birth, death, old age and disease. And then we will die again. Then we'll get another body again. All this should be frightening to us. We should get frightened about this. If we are not getting frightened about all these things, that means there is something seriously wrong with us. In ignorance you can say, I'm not bothered. It doesn't matter. But that doesn't mean anything. Shastram is like that. He will tell you the truth, whether to accept it and to take it seriously is up to us. So, they all got frightened when they thought about this crossing over this cycle of birth and death. When they got there, they realized that it is difficult to cross, so they took Krishna shelter. Lotus feet. And when they looked at the ocean, they realized that it is impossible to cross, so they took Krishna shelter. And while going, they thought, we won't take this boat. They all had their own boats. That's the interesting thing about it. They left the boat here for others to use it. They left the boat here for others to use it. And they left and escaped and gone. It is that list what he was saying here. Who? Lord Brahma. Remember? Saubhajyudanga shibi devala pipalada sarasvata uddhava parashara bhurishena yenye vibhishana hanuma upendra datta partha arshtishena vidura shruta deva varyaha taive vidandi aditadinja devamayam stri hudra shuna shabara abhi paba jivaha yadyalbuda krama parayana Shila Shiksha Tiryakjana Abhikimi Shuddha Dharanaye. When you understand that verses, you can see these are the people who, what Brahma is talking about, that they crossed this ocean of material existence with these boats and got over that. Now, little interesting part of that. Vedavyasa Maharshi was born in a family of fishermen. Isn't it? His mother is a fisherwoman. Satyavati Devi is a fisherwoman. And his mother's job was to transport people from one side of the river to the other in the boat. Satyavati Devi, she did that on the river bank. So Vedavyasa Maharshi thought that my mother did this job all her life. She was transporting people. And mother only transported people from Ganga River one side to the other. But Vedavyas thought, I should get people from in the ocean of this material existence, which is a bigger ocean, I should build a boat for that. This was Vedavyasa Maharshi's desire. Mother transported people from Ganga River one side to the other. That's what the mother did. Vedavyas thought, I should build a boat now to transport people from one side of this ocean of material existence to the other side. Because material existence is always compared to an ocean. You will see that all the time. Isn't it? Material existence means ocean. Why is it compared to an ocean? Because it's difficult to cross over. You can see, samsara dhava nanalitha loka. Samsara, material existence. Either it is compared to a forest fire, or it is considered compared to an ocean. These are two comparisons normally used in the Bhagavatam. So, he decided to build a boat. And he built four boats. Four big boats. Vedavyas brought. That is the four Vedas. Rigvedam, Yajurvedam, Samavedam and Atharvana Vedam. This is Vedavyasa Maharshi's creation, these four boats. Originally, Vedam is one. He split them into four and gave these four names to it. Rigvedam, Samavedam, Yajurvedam, Atharvavedam. So he built these four boats first for people to cross through the knowledge of the Vedam, through the knowledge of the Vedam. But when he built the boats, he found that there is not many people to buy the ticket for the boat. It's too difficult, too expensive, the ticket. So what did he do? He built these four are big boats. Now he decided to build smaller boats. He thought that because they are big boats, that's too expensive, people don't want to travel. So they built the smaller boats, and that is all the other Puranas, what he has built later. So even after that, there was not many people, because Vedavyasa Maharshi, after building the smaller boats, he thought, is this boat safe enough to cross? Will water get into it, these boats? So therefore Vedavyas was also little bit doubtful about that. And it is after that he built this famous boat, which is more powerful and which is capable of transporting people across this ocean of material life to the spiritual world, capable of doing that, is called the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is why in Padmapuranam, while talking about Bhagavatam, what does it say? Re re garjadi garjadi. Re re garjadi garjadi. Vedavyasa is saying there, standing there, get into this boat. You don't have to be frightened. You don't have to be frightened. And he is calling everybody, come and take this Srimad Bhagavatam and get into this boat. And this will not tumble in the cyclone or in the floods in the sea. And this will only stop when it gets to Vaikuntham. When it gets to Vaikuntham. So you don't have to take a ticket, you don't have to pay for it, and anyone can get into this boat. And Vedavyasa Maharshi built this famous boat that is called Srimad Bhagavatam. That is how Bhagavatam's position. He built this after building all other boats. When he found that people are not able to cross the material existence, ocean of material existence through those boats, he didn't get enough customers for that. Finally, he built this one boat called Srimad Bhagavatam and told people to utilize it. And using this boat, people crossed the ocean of material life, isn't it? Many, many great personalities, devotees, they all started using their own boat. But seeing Vedavyasa Maharshi's boat, Vedavyasa Maharshi's boat is Srimad Bhagavatam. Seeing Vedavyasa Maharshi's boat, everybody else started building other boats to cross over. That's what he is saying here. Swayam samuttirya sudustaram dyuman bhavarnavam bhima madabra sauhradaham bhavalpadamboruhanavamatram te nidhayayadha sadanugraho bhavan. Who all has used this boat? Vedavyasa Maharshi's Bhagavatam boat. Using that, you will see a number of people who have utilized this boat. It is from this, seeing this Vedavyasa Maharshi's boat, Srimad Bhagavatam, all other boats have come, started manufacturing boats. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manufactured a boat after this. That is what is called the Shikshashtakam. That is Mahaprabhu's boat. Shikshashtakam. Using that Shikshashtakam, Mahaprabhu crossed the ocean of material life and left the boat here to use, for others to use it. Then, Kuleshekara Alvar built a boat. That is that Mukundamala. That is his boat. He built a boat. He crossed the ocean of material life. He left the boat here for others to use. Vilumangalam built a boat, Krishna Karanamadam. Used that boat, crossed the ocean of material life and left the boat here for others to use it. Madhusudana Saraswati, he has his own boat. That's where that famous prayers, Vamshi Vibhushita Karanavani Radhaban, പീതാംബരാരണബിംബബലാധരോഷ്ടാൽ പൂർണേന്ദു സുന്ദര മുഖാധരവിന്ദ നേത്രാൽ കൃഷ്ണാൽ പരം കിമവിധത്വമഹം ന ജാനേ.
That glorifying Krishna in the most famous elegant prayers, Madhusudana Saraswati built a boat, and he crossed the ocean of material life with that boat and left that boat here for others to use it.
Acharya Swamiji built a boat, bhaja govindam bhaja mothamate,
that is his boat.
He built a boat and left it here, others who wants to use it, he crossed the ocean of material life.
Shukha Brahmarshi built a boat. He says at the end, what is his boat?
Patidas Kalido Vartha.
In the Bhagavatam at the end, when he says that,
Patidas Kalido Vartha Chutvava Vivasho Bruvan Haraye Nama Ityuchai Muchade Sarvapadakal.
Simply by chanting Krishna's holy name, you can cross the ocean of material existence. Saying that, Shukha Brahmarshi left that boat here for us. He's gone.
Then, that.
Vallabhacharya built a boat. What is that?
Adharam madhuram vadanam madhuram akhiladipade sagalam madhuram.
That is his boat. He crossed the ocean of material life.
All these personalities, they crossed this ocean of material life building their own little boats and using those boats to cross.
But our poor Ajamila, he didn't have any boat. He had only one boat. What was that?
Narayana.
That is his boat.
Ajamila's boat is Narayana.
That four letters.
Using those four letters,
Ajamila crossed this material life once for all.
Did he not?
In the sixth canto.
Why does Vedavyas glorify?
Because when everybody else had to work hard to build their boats, Ajamila's boat was very simple. Very simple. Isn't it?
Four letters. Narayana.
That was sufficient. He crossed the material life once for all.
So, different devotees you will see like this throughout the history. They all had built their own boats and they crossed this ocean of material life. Ocean of material life.
So, when we understand the material existence is like an ocean. You don't know how to come out of this. That's why it's called an ocean. Isn't it? You get a body, you come here, and then you do all kinds of things, and then you go from here, and then you come back here again, get another body in some other place, in some other parents, and some other species. You don't know which species even we're going to come back. So to that extent, and we don't even know anything what's going to happen after death. Isn't it? In such an existence, ignorance existence, is why it is addressed as the material existence is ignorance, basically. And that is why in this prayer, Swayam Samuttirya Sudustaram Dhyuman Bhavarnavam Bhima Madabra Sauhridaham Bhavalpadamboruhanavamatrate Nidhayayata Sadanugraho Bhavan. When you study these prayers, and when you go into deeper into these prayers, similarly in Kapila Maharshi's prayers, isn't it? In the Kapila Maharshi's teachings to Devahuti Devi. If you study and absorb them, then you will understand that how dangerous the life in this world is. Is it not? And if you have to come back here again, there is no escape route from here. You leave this body, go to another body, and come back to this world again, and accept all the miseries again. And we are sitting and smiling. Oh, there's no problem. Everything is fine here. Isn't it? This is how we feel about it. Just showing our ignorance, in other words. How ignorant we are. So, when people are trying, not realizing what the problem is first. People even do not know what the problem is. They are talking about all kinds of solutions, how to improve this world, how to do this, how to do that. But nothing is going to work till we come out of this basic problem. That till we free ourselves from this cycle of birth and death. And that is the purpose of human life. Krishna has given us that opportunity in the human body. Like Krishna says there, Brahmavalokadishanam Udamabadeva. This one capacity, one opportunity, what is available in the human body is not available in any other body. That is to how to leave this human existence once for all.
not to come back here. So it is to understand that these prayers from Brahma, prayers from the Kapila Maharshi and all others would help. So that is why it was spoken in this way. It was spoken in this way. So you can see here that after he has mentioned all these things, that these are only a small list of people, but there are many other great, great devotees who have taken advantage of all this listed, have all their inspiration from Srimad Bhagavatam. And the philosophy in the Bhagavatam is not different from what they have spoken. So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kulasekara Alvar, Vilayamangalam, Madhusudana Saraswati, Shankaracharya, Shukabrahmarshi, and Vallabhacharya, and Ramanuja, and many other great devotees, when they are all telling us this is the situation, we are still thinking, is this all true? This is us. We are still thinking, is this all true? This is how we are. So when they are telling us through their prayers to Krishna and asking us that why not take to spiritual life, why not take to Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and get out of this cycle of birth and death once for all, we are still standing on the seashore and thinking, is this all correct? Because it so happened that once one lady, she was listening to Bhagavatam somewhere, and she heard about liberation from in the Bhagavatam about liberation. She thought it was a very nice thing to have it. So she used to go to the temple, and in front of the deity, she was loudly saying to the deity, please give me liberation. Loudly she kept on praying to the deity. So the pujari there, he thought, why is she shouting like this daily? Every day she will come and say this to, in very, 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 very touching way, she used to pray to the deity, give me liberation. So at that time, one day pujari thought that, let me see how genuine she is in asking for liberation. So he went and was hiding behind the deity. And when she was saying this, asking for liberation, the pujari from behind the deity says to her, come right now, I'll give you liberation. So she got a shock. She doesn't want liberation. She wants to stay here. So what was her answer? She says, the children are at school, I have to collect them. They have not come home yet. And I've left the clothes on the for drying outside. I have not taken them inside. After a week or so, we can talk about liberation. So we are all like this lady in this world. We don't want it. We want to hear everything. But genuine desire for getting out of this material life hasn't happened to us yet. Because that it hasn't hit us so far strongly enough. That is why we are still thinking, if somehow or the other, if I can make life a little bit comfortable here, it should be alright. It's not too bad, everything what's here going on. So we are still living in that illusion, isn't it? But when we are put into a situation, when you really understand that the danger and the problems of this life in this world, then obviously your attention will turn to spiritual life. Otherwise we won't become serious about it. That is why he says here, so, but you will notice this in people who have reached that stage. And that only through pure devotees you will know that they, what they are experiencing. You remember that this realization, to get this realization is Krishna's mercy. To feel that necessity to get out of this material world. To feel that need is Krishna's mercy. And generally that happens through association of pure devotees. Pure devotees. Remember, when Mujugunda spoke, you will see in the Mujugunda's prayers this, he mentioning that. When we talked about that, Mujugunda said this to Krishna. He says, if you look into that, which we discussed before, in the 51st chapter, what Muchukunda had to say to Krishna. In the Muchukunda prayers is on the 51, 10, 51, 54. If you look the verse, he says, Bhavabhavargo brahmado yada bhavil janasya tarhyachuda salsamagamaha salsangamo yarkhita daiva salgadau paravare shetu ijayate mati. That's a famous verse in the Muchukunda's prayers. Muchukunda is saying to Krishna that Bhavabhavargo brahmado yada bhavil, that I have been rotating through different bodies in so many lifetimes. But when did I get this desire to escape from here? When I got the association of great personalities. Janasya tarhi achyuda sal samagamaha. Janasya tarhi achyuda sal samagamaha. Achyuda sal samagamam. Janasya. That means Krishna's devotees. When you get the association of the pure devotees of Krishna, that is when you understand the seriousness of the situation in this world. And that is when you get the desire to get out from here. Otherwise not. Nobody else will tell us these things, isn't it? That is why you will only know this when great personalities like Muchukunda is saying this. You will see throughout Srimad Bhagavatam Krishna talking about salsangam, isn't it? Why is salsangam so important? Because in salsangam, you get the desire for getting out of this place. Otherwise, it will never happen. It will never happen. That is why he is saying here, Bhava abhavargo brahmato yada bhavai janasya darhi achyuda sal samagamaha salsangamo yarhi tadaiva salgadauho. From salsangam comes salgadi. Salgadi means proper direction in life. Through salsangam, it will happen. Paravareshatui jayate rati. In that process, you will get some attraction or attachment for Krishna. Otherwise, not. So, you can understand why here, Brahma is also saying here that when Brahma mentioned this in the Bhagavatam, in these prayers, when Brahma mentioned that in these prayers, that Yenye Aravindaksham Vimuktamaninam Toyasta Bhavada Vishuddha Buddhaya Arukhya Krishrena Parampadam Tada Padandhyana Anadrada Yushpadankaya. Verse 32. That Yenye Aravindaksham Vimuktamaninam Toyasta Bhavada Vishuddha Buddhaya Arukhya Krishrena Parampadam Tada Padandhyana Anadrada Yushpadankaya. That Brahma is saying that Aravindaksha, addressing Krishna, even if you feel through study of Vedantam and everything, literature, feel liberated, but still, if that Chitta Shuddhi has not happened inside, purification, that is what is called Avishuddha Buddhaya. Avishuddha Buddhaya means impure Chittam with vasanas inside, Avishuddha Buddhi. Then, if through bhakti, through surrender to Krishna, if you haven't purified yourself in that way, Aruhya Krishrena Param Padam Tada Padandhyadi Padandhyado Anayada Anadada Yushpadankraya. It is like this, he said, by studying Shastram you have reached a very high stage, but at the last moment you will fall from there if there is no purity inside. So, in this way, that the whole prayers there, our prayers from Brahma. And this is the Brahma's famous Garbhastuti. And as soon as this Garbhastuti, we discussed it before. So what happened was, Brahma, after that Garbhastuti, held the hand of Lord Shiva and all the other demigods, left the prison. And it's almost the time for the appearance. As soon as Brahma and Shiva left the prison room, it is the time for appearance. And Sri Shiva Brahmashi, here in the Bhagavadam, that is saying to us that what is happening there. We are standing outside the prison house. Shukha Brahmarshi is inside. What's going on there? And that is how the third chapter begins. That is where the third chapter begins. We'll just read that few verses and then we will have a short break and then we'll come back to it again. All those verses, that is starting from 10 to 26 to 10 to 41, we have spoken about that before in the on the Janmashtami day, last Janmashtami. So if you want to look at that. Chapter 3. Shri Shuka Uvacham Atha Sarva Gunopeda Kala Paramashobhana Yarhye Vajana Janmarsham Shandarkshagrahadharagam Disha Prasedurganam Nurmalodganodayam Dehi Mangalabu Mahi Mangalabu Ishta Puragrama Vrajagara Nadya Prasanna Salila Hrada Jalaruhashriya Dvijali Gulasanna Kulasamnada Stabagavana Rajaya Vavavayu Sugasparsham Punyagandhavah Shuchi Agnayascha Dvijadinam Shandastatra Samindhada Vanam Syasan Prasannani Sadhunam Asuradruham Jayamane Ajne Dasmin Nedur Dundubayo Divi Jago Kinnaragandar was Tushtava Siddha Jarana Vidhadarya Chandradu Apsarobi Samam Tada Mumujurmanayodi Vasumanam Sivadanvida Mandam Mandam Jaladara Jagar Jiranasagaram Nishime Tamulbude Jayamani Janardane Devakyam Devarubinyam Vishnu Sarvaguhashaya Avirasil Yadha Prachyam Dishindu Riva Pushkalaham. That is Krishna's appearance in the Bhagavadam. So verses from 1 to 8, is 8 verses in the Bhagavadam is spoken to talk about Krishna's appearance. What was happening, the changes that was happening in the Prakriti, in the nature. And immediately after that, Tamal Budam Balagam, that Krishna, when he appeared, What did he look like at that time? Tamalbudam balagamam buje akshanam. He didn't appear like the boy in, like the way we see him in Vrindavanam, with four-handed form. Tamalbudam balagamam buje akshanam. The most fascinating thing about Krishna that attracted Shukha Brahmarshi was his eyes. That's why you can see the first thing he mentioned. Tamalbudam balagam ambuje akshanam. Ambujam, like that, lotus eyes. All over Bhagavatam you will find Krishna's lotus eyes spoken specifically. And he says, Albudam, it is the most wonderful thing. Chadurbujam, four-handed form. Shangagada Yudhayitham, Shri Valsa Lakshmam Galashobhika Ustubam, Pidambaram Sandrapayoda Saubhagam, Maharhavaidu Idekirida Kundalam, Tusha Parishrota Sahasra Kundalam, Uddama Kanchangada Kangana Thibir Virojamanam Vasudeva Maitshada. This is the form Vasudeva has seen when Krishna appeared. So Ismayodhulla Vilojano Harim Smradam Vilokyana Gadundu Vistatha Krishna Vadarol Sava Sambrama Ospreshan Mudadije Bhyoidam Aplado Gavam Adhainamasta Udavadhaya Purusha Paramnadanga Kratadhi Kradanjali Sorojisha Bharata Sudhika Agraham Virojayandam Gadabhi Prabhavaved. So that is the verses in the beginning, and after that there is a prayers from Vasudeva and Devaki which happened later. After that prayers, and time when they have appeared, it's spoken there that the day Ashtami and Rohini is happening there, and we have to imagine that we are outside that prison house waiting for the doors to open, and Krishna is appearing from there. And in the early verses you can see what they say, that Atha Sarva Gunobeda Kala Paramashobhana, that stars are present in the sky and they are glittering there. In whichever direction, if you look, you will see there is a change in the nature. And it appears as though it's not going to get dark, it's going to get brighter. And similarly, the trees which were there, which were dry and which had no leaves, they all had fresh leaves. All the trees which were affected by the sun and other things, they didn't look as though they were affected by the heat. And plenty of fruits on all the trees. And not only that, all the plants which had flowers, they were fully blossom, and all the creepers everywhere full of flowers. And at the same time, a lot of bees were moving around everywhere, trying to drink the nectar from the flowers. And in the sky also, so many changes. Demigods, the women from the heavenly planets, Gandharvas, Charanas, Gandharva women, and all of them have come in their aeroplanes, and they were parked in the sky. They were standing there, and they were offering flowers to Krishna, and they were glorifying Krishna from the sky. And Apsaras women were dancing in the sky, and demigods, they have brought the flowers from the heavenly planets to glorify Krishna. And in different ways, they were offering all their respects to Krishna. And that time, that all in Mathura, where Krishna appeared at that time, was having this smell of these flowers that's come from the heavenly planets. So, and generally at that time, due to Kamsa's administration, most of the people were very frightened. But they felt that the fear has naturally gone away from them because of Krishna's appearance. So the appearance the devotees who have appeared at that time, they are not ordinary devotees in the sense that in every appearance before, when Krishna has appeared, like for example, fish, tortoise, boar, Vamana, Parashurama, and all other appearances also, devotees have appeared. Their devotees have appeared. Ramchandra also, their devotees appeared. But in Krishnavataram, all those devotees were also invited. That was the speciality. Like Malsim Kormam Varaham Narsimham Vamanam, in all those devotees, they had the opportunity to certain devotees were invited for those appearances to appear along with the incarnations. But in Krishna's appearance, those devotees who appeared in those incarnations were also invited to come. For example, Ramavadaram, Ramachandra's appearance, Varahavadaram, Narasimhavadaram, in all these situations, they were all waiting to see when Krishnavadaram is going to happen. Now, at this time, when they understood that Krishnavadaram has happened, they have all started coming to Mathura and Vrindavanam. So, that is where this appearance is happening. And that Krishnavadaram is special. Because of that, it is very special also. And so in this time, Krishna is invited everybody to come for the appearance. And in the middle of the night, it started raining heavily. And also it was very dark. And you could hear the sound of the ocean and also a light thunder in the sky. All it appeared as though everything was preparing for some auspicious event to happen. And it is at that time, at the middle of the night, he says there, Nishide Tama Udbhude Jayamane Janardane Devakyam Devarupinyam Vishnu Sarvaguhashaya Avirasil Yatha Prachyam Dishindu Riva Pushkala. That is the appearance. That the verse also, if you look carefully, you will see how it is spoken. Vishnu Sarvaguhashaya means Mahavishnu, who is present everywhere. Sarvaguhashaya. That guha refers to every living entity, in every living entity's heart. And appeared from Devaki Devi. Devakyam Devarubinyam Nishire Jayamane Janardhane. From Devaki Devi appeared Mahavishnu, who is present in everybody's heart and as the son of Devaki Devi. And how does he look like? Tamalbudam Balagamambuje Kshanam Chaturbujam Shankagadaryudhayudam Shrivalsalakshmam Galashobhikaustubam Pidambaram Sandrabayodasobhagam. The two verses, 9 and 10, is the appearance verses, after the appearances. And Vasudev saw that, and that form, four-handed form, with conch shell, disc, lotus flower and club in the four hands, he appeared. And that form you see in the temples today. That form of appeared form. And that form is Tamalbudam Balagam. Why those verses were spoken is for the devotees to remember that form in the mind, in that way, what is spoken there. And praying to Krishna, devotees pray to Krishna to get that form appearance in our own heart. So Devaki Devi also says prayers this, and Vasudeva is seeing this, Krishna's beautiful hair and his beautiful eyes, and the honey bees who are looking for the honey in the flowers when they go around. Similarly, it will appear as though Krishna's beauty is such that beautiful gopi mark on Krishna's lotus face. And all the different aspects of four-handed form and the four conch shell disc lotus flower, everything, and Krishna's garland and expensive jewelry, everything else. And giving an opportunity for the devotees to think about all these things in their prayers. And when all these things were spoken, I can see there that many devotees, in their prayers have spoken about this appearance in detail, how they have realized that. Vilumangalam is a little different than them. What did Vilumangalam do? If you look into Vilumangalam's prayers, Vilumangalam says there, this is every great devotee has spoken about this appearance of Krishna. Vidyamangalam is 219. Atyandavalam adasi kusuma prakasham digvasasam kanagabhushana bhushidangam visrastakesham arunadharamayadaksham krishnam namami manasa vasudeva sunyam. Vidyamangalam's perception of Krishna at that time. How Vilumangalam? Krishna has shown this appearance to many people later. And many great devotees have recorded that in their compositions. In Karnamritam, Vilumangalam put it like this. How does he see Krishna's? How Krishna revealed to him a child with four hands and full of jewelry everywhere. Hair is not tied. All the hair is very loose. Visrasta kesham. Arunadharam ayadaksham. Reddish lips. Dark eyes. Krishnam namami manasa vasudeva sunyam. To Krishna I pay my obeisances with this explanations, with this description. Krishna asked to Vilumangalam, whatever you have written is not correct. How can a child be born with full of jewelry but no dress? Nothing is spoken about the dress. Digvasasam. Digvasasam means fully naked. The child is fully naked. Krishna said this to Vilayamangalam. Will any mother put jewelry on a child without any clothes on? How is that possible? Vilayamangalam told Krishna, this is what you have shown it to me. It is possible. How is that possible? Then Krishna says to Vilayamangalam, alright, if it is like that, so be it. That is how these verses come. This is a famous verse among the devotees. They are saying that how can there be a child, or freshly born, newly born child, no clothes on, everything is completely naked, but he has got all the jewelry on his neck. He says here, Kanaga Bhushana Bhushidangam, plenty of gold and plenty of jewelry, but no clothes on. That's not possible. Krishna says to Vilayamangalam. Vilayamangalam says to Krishna, this is what you have shown it to me. And this is what Vasudeva has seen there. So why do you want to change it now? Krishna says, alright, let it be so. Krishnam namami manasa vasudeva sunam. So there are many verses like this. If you study this appearance of Krishna in different compositions by great devotees, you will find slight differences. But these are something very important spoken in the Bhagavatam, which devotees have found out that these things are important things in relationship with Krishna's appearance. So, it is that is how that appearance goes away, finishes, and then many acharyas have this opinion that Krishna is present in everyone's heart, isn't it? And we should not look at this Krishna's appearance as something happened 5,000 years ago in Mathura. That is not to be seen like that. All Krishna's appearance is permanent. If Krishna appears in anyone's heart, this appearance in the Bhagavatam is also an indication of Krishna's appearance. That means, to study Krishna's appearance, you remember in the Bhagavad Gita this famous verse, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tattvada. What does that mean? That verse means, people always have the question about that, isn't it? Have you thought about that? Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tattvada tekta deham punar janma edima medhi sarjuna. Krishna is saying there, a person who understands my birth properly. Now, you may read Srimad Bhagavatam and think, oh, I have understood the birth. We have not understood the birth. That understanding of the birth actually means that when you have realized that Krishna's appearance inside, that means this appearance part in the Srimad Bhagavatam, from the historical point of view alone, you should not take it. Because Krishna's pastimes are eternal. And that appearance can happen to any devotee, anytime, anywhere in the world. So when that appearance happens, the devotees who have realized it at different times, what they wrote it down is that what we find in the other literature. Like Melpattu wrote in Narayaniyam in one way. Vilayamangalam wrote in another way. Another way. And similarly, you will see all the commentators of Bhagavatam, they all wrote about Bhagavatam in different ways, according to their realization of the appearance, Krishna's appearance. So you can only say you have understood this appearance when Krishna has appeared in your own heart, and you have experienced that. Then, commentators say, you will understand these two verses, what is spoken here. Otherwise, it simply remains as a literary experience. Many devotees say that Krishna Premi had this experience of Krishna's appearance. Many people have spoken like that. So that is how that appearance is spoken in the Bhagavatam. We'll just complete that chapter and then we'll have a break. And then the two famous prayers in the Bhagavatam. Vasudeva and Devaki. Vasudeva uvacham vididosi bhavan sakshal purusha pragrade param
కేవల అనుభవానంద స్వరూప సర్వబుద్ధిదృక్ స ఏవ స్వప్రకృత్యేదం సృష్టు అగ్రే త్రిగుణాల్మకం తదనిత్యం హ్యప్రవిష్ట ప్రవిష్టం ఇవ భావ్యసే యథామే వికృతాభావాస్తథాదే వికృతై సహ నానా వీర్యా పృథగ్భూత విరాజం జనయంతి సన్నిబద్ధ సముల్పాద్యం దృశ్యంతే అనుగదామివ ప్రాగేవ విద్యమానత్వాల్ నదేషామిహ సంభవ ఏవం భవాన్ బుద్ధినిమేయ లక్షణైర్ గ్రాహేర్గుణైర్ సన్నబిసల్గుణాగ్రహ అనావృతత్వాల్ బహిరందరం నతే సర్వస్య సర్వాత్మనమాత్మవస్తునా య ఆత్మనో దృశ్యగుణేషు సన్నిధి వ్యవసదే స్వవ్యతిరేకతో బుధాః వినానువాదం నజతన్మనీషితం సమ్యగ్యదస్త్యక్తముపాదదత్ పుమాన్ తత్వస్య జన్మస్థితి సంయమాన్ విభో వదందనీహాద గుణాద విక్రయాన్ త్వయీశ్వరే బ్రహ్మణి నో విరుధ్యదే త్వదాశ్రయత్వాల్ ఉపచర్యదే గుణై సత్వం త్రిలోకస్థితయే స్వమాయయ బిభర్షి శుక్లం ఖలు వర్ణమాత్మన సర్గాయ రక్తం రజసోపబ్రంహిదం కృష్ణం చ వర్ణం తమసా జనాతే త్వమస్య లోకస్య విభోరి రక్షిషుర్ గృహేవ తీర్ణోసి మమాఖిలేశ్వర రాజన్య సంజ్ఞాసురకోటియూధవై నిర్వూహ్యమానాం నిహనిష్యసే చమో అయం తు సభ్యస్తవ జన్మనో గృహే శ్రుత్వాగ్రజాంసే న్యవధీల్ సురేశ్వర సదేవదారం పురుషై సమర్పితం శ్రుత్వాధునైవాభిసత్యుధాయుధ శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ అథైనవాల్పజం వీక్ష్య మహాపురుషలక్షణం దేవగీతముభాధావల్ కంస్యాల్ భీతా శుచిస్మితాః దేవకి ఉవాచ రూపం యత్తల్ ప్రహుర వ్యక్తమాద్యం బ్రహ్మజ్యోతిర్నిర్గుణం నిర్వికారం సత్తామాత్రం నిర్విశేషం నిరీహం సత్వం సాక్షాల్ విష్ణురధ్యాల్పదీపం నష్టే లోకే ద్విపరార్థావసానే మహాభూతేషు ఆదిభూతం గతేషు అవ్యక్త అవ్యక్తం కాలవేగేన యాతే భవానేక శిష్యదే శేష సంజ్ఞా యోయం కాల సస్యదే అవ్యక్తబంధో చేష్టామాహుశ్చేష్టదేయేన విశ్వం నిమేషాదుర్వత్సరాందో మహీయాం స్వం తేష్వానాం క్షేమధామ ప్రపద్యే మర్త్యో మృత్యువ్యాలభీత ప్రళాయ పలాయన్ లోకాన్ సర్వార్నిభయం నాద్య గచ్చల్ తల్పాదాబ్జం ప్రాప్యదృచ్ఛయాద్యం స్వస్థశ్చేదే మృత్యురస్మాదవేది సత్వం ఘోర ఉగ్రసేనాత్మజాన్ స్రాహిత్రస్మాన్ మృత్యవిత్రాసహాసి రూపం చేదం పౌరుషం ధ్యాననిష్ణ్యం మా ప్రత్యక్షం మాంసదృశాం కృషీష్టాః జన్మదే మయసౌ పాపౌ మా విద్యాన్ మధుసూదన సమద్విజే భవద్దేదో కంసాదహమధీరథి ఉపసంహరమీశ్వాత్మన్నదో రూపమలౌకికం శంఖచక్రగదావల్పం శ్రియాజుష్టం చతుర్భుజం విశ్వం యదేదల్ సదనౌ నిశాందే యథావకాశం పురుష పరో భవాన్ భివర్తి సోయమగర్భగో భూల్ దహో నృలోకస్య విడంబనం హిదల్ శ్రీ భగవానువాచ త్వమేవ పూర్వసర్గే భూర్పృష్ణి స్వయంభువే సతి తదాయం సుతపా నామ ప్రజాపతిరగల్మష యువాం వై బ్రహ్మణాదిష్టో ప్రజాసర్గే యదా తదా సన్నియమేంద్రియ గ్రామం తే పాధే పరమం తవ వర్షవాదాతవ హిమ ఘర్మకాలగుణానను సహమానో శ్వాసరోధ వినిర్ధూతమనోమలౌ శీర్ణపర్ణానిలాహారం ఉపశాంతేన చేదస మతగమానభీప్సందో మధారాధనమిహదు ఏవం వాందప్యదో తీవ్రం తప పరమదుష్కరం దివ్యవర్ష సహస్రాణి ద్వాదశయుర్మదాల్మనో తదావం పరిదిష్టోహమవబుషానఖే తపసా శ్రద్ధయా నిత్యం భక్త్యా చ హృది భావితాం ప్రాదురాసం వరదరా ద్యవయో కామదిల్సయ ప్రియదాంబరమిత్యుక్తే మాదృశో వా మృతస్సుతాః అజుష్టగ్రామ విషయావనవత్యౌ చ దంపతి నవవ్రాతే అభవర్గమే మోహితౌ మమ మాయయా గదేమయీం యువాలబ్ధ్వా వరం వత్సదృశం సుతం గ్రామ్యాన్ భోగానభుంజాతాం యువాం ప్రాప్తమనోరథౌ అదృష్టో అన్యతమం లోకే శీల ఔదారి గుణై సమం అహం సుతో వామభవం ప్రశ్నిగర్భమితి శ్రుతాః తయోర్వాం పునరేవాహమదిత్యామాస కశ్యపాల్ ఉపేంద్రమితి విఖ్యాతో వామనత్వాచ్చ వామన తృతీయస్మిన్ భవేహం వై తేనైవ ముషాథవాం జాతో భూయస్తయోరేవ సత్యం మే వ్యాహృతం సతి ఏదద్వాం దర్శితం రూపం ప్రాగ్జన్మ స్మరణాయ మే నాణ్యతామల్భవం జ్ఞానం మర్తిలింగేన జాయతే యువామాం పుత్రభావేన బ్రహ్మభావేన చాసకల్ చిందయందో కృతస్నేహో యాసేదే మల్గదిం పరాం శ్రీశుకవాజాసీధరి స్తూష్ణిం భగవానాల్పమాయ పిత్రో సంభ్యదో సద్యో బభూవ ప్రాకృత శిశు తదశ్చ శౌర్యర్భగవల్ ప్రచోదిత సుతం సమాధాయ చ సూతికా గృహాల్ యదా బహిర్గంతుమియేష దర్హ్య చ యా యోగమాయా జనినంత చాయ
తయా హృద ప్రత్యయ సర్వృత్తిషు ద్వాస్తేషు పౌరేషు షాయిదేష్వద ద్వారస్థ సర్వాభిదా దురత్యయ బృహల్ కవాటాయ సగీల శృంఖలై తా కృష్ణవాహే వసుదేవమాగదే స్వయం వివర్యంత యథా తమో రవే వవర్షవర్జన్య ఉమాంశు గర్జిత శేషోన్యుదా ద్వారి నివారయన్ ఫణై మఖోని వర్షత సకృత్యమానుజ గంభీరదో యౌగజవోర్మిఫేనిల భయానకావత శదాగులా నది మార్గం దదో సింధురివ శ్రేయపదే నందమ్రజౌ శరిరుపేత్యత్రదన్ గోపాన్ ప్రసుప్తానుపలభ్య నిద్రయ సుదం యశోదా శయనే నిధాయ సుధాముపాదాయ పునర్గ్రహానగాన్ దేవక్యా శయనేన్యస్య వసుదేవోదధారిగాం ప్రతిముచ్యపదో లోహమాసే పూర్వవదామృత యశోదానందపత్నీ జాతం పరమబుద్ధ్యత నదల్లింగం బలిశ్రాంత నిద్రయాపగత స్మృతి శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాపురాణే పరమహంస్యాం సంహితాయాం దశమస్కందే పూర్వార్ధే కృష్ణజన్మని తృతీయోధ్యాయ సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద.
సో ఐ థింక్ విల్ హ్యావ్ ఎ బ్రేక్ నౌ అండ్ విల్ కంటిన్యూ.
చేదో దర్పణమర్జనం వౌమః ఆత్మ నిర్వాపణం శ్రేయకైతవ చంద్రియా వివరణం విద్యావధూ జీవనం ఆనందాంబులివర్ధనం మరివద పూర్ణామృతాస్వాదనం సర్వాత్మస్వమనం పరం జయలే శ్రీకృష్ణ సంకీర్తనం నామకారి బహుదా నిజ సర్వశక్తి త్రార్పిదా నిమిదా స్మరణేన కాల ఏదాదృశీ తమ కృపా భగవన్ మమాభి దృశమిహాభీషుని చేరవి సహిష్ణు జగదీశ కామయే జన్మ జన్మేశ్వరేక్తియరాం పతిమామృషమే భవామృదౌ కృపయాదపంగజస్థితూళీ సదృశం విచిందయ్యుధారయ నిమేషేణ చక్షుషాప్రావిషాయుధం శూన్యాయుధం జగత్సర్వం గోవిందగ్రహే నమే. ఆశ్లేష్య వా పాదరదాం వినష్టు వాం అదర్శనామర్మహదాం కరోతు వా యదాధనా వా విదధాతు లంఘన మల్ప్రాణమాధాస్తు నైవ నాపరా.
So last chapter, in the third chapter, we saw after Krishna's appearance, the prayers from Vasudeva and Devaki. Those prayers, we have to look at them separately, sometime, in detail, because you can see when you read through the prayers, they are not ordinary prayers. Like a father and a mother, after the appearance of a child, will not normally pray in this way. But because both the prayers are due to Krishna has allowed them to speak. It is through Krishna's kindness or Krishna's mercy that they were able to speak these verses. What is there? So, according to, otherwise, you couldn't expect these prayers from Vasudeva and Devaki. The way the prayers are written there, you can see in the Bhagavatam I mentioned before, there is samvadam, like Vidura and Uddhava, Maitreya and Vidura, Krishna and Uddhava, and similarly, Brahma and Narada, Shuka Brahmarshi and Parikshit, they are all samvadam, means conversations. There is in the Bhagavatam direct instructions, like Krishna instructing Uddhava directly. And there is Tudhi, like Mujugunda, Ambarish and all glorifying Krishna. And then there is story, the katha side of it. So what we have to understand that stuti and upadesham, instructions, they are on a higher level. And this belongs to the stuti, both Vasudeva and Devaki Devi glorifying. Stuti it is.
And generally, stuti is difficult to understand, like direct instructions. Katha is easy to follow. Normally, for people, katha is easy to follow. But stuti and upadesham, unless we understand the deeper meaning behind it, why they have chosen to say like that, and that is why they require separate discussions. And then after that, both the stuti is over, Krishna is talking to Vasudeva and Devaki about the future. One thing Krishna mentioned to Vasudeva and Devaki, which they forgot later, that is that verse 45. Yuvamam putra bhavena brahma bhavena cha sakrat chandayandau kratasneho yasyadeva malgadim param. Krishna says to Vasudeva and Devaki, you should treat me on one side as your son, which means that there will be a relationship between us as parents and the child. One side. On the other side, you should never forget who I am. Brahma bhav. Krishna is saying this. Yuvamam putra bhavena, that means you treat me like your son. That means show all your affection to me and look after me and have all that nice dealings with the child as a father and the mother. That's fine. Yuvamam putra bhavena. But never forget this. Brahma bhavena cha sakrat. Who am I? I am that purna brahma. Never forget that. He said. Chindayando kratasneho. Thinking this, you can show your affection to me. And if you keep this relationship on this level, yasyade malgadim param, you will come back to me at the end. Remember this, that in previous lifetimes, Vasudeva and Devaki committed the mistake of getting attached to the child, not realizing who has appeared in their family when Vamanamurti came. At that time, it was Vasudeva and Devaki was Kashyapa Prajapati and Aditi Devi. Is it not? So, Kashyapa Prajapati and Aditi Devi looked after Vamanamurti very well and with a lot of affection. But because of that attachment to son as the father, Kashyapa Prajapati and Aditi Devi, they didn't get liberated in that life. They had to come back. They had to come back now as Vasudeva and Devaki. Who is Vasudeva and Devaki? In previous life, they were Aditi Devi and Kashyapa Prajapati. Prior to that, who were they? Prishnigarbha and Sutapas, isn't it? The life before that, where Krishna was called as, in that address, Krishna says, whereas Prishnigarbha and Sutapas, they performed penances. And when Mahavishnu appeared, they told Mahavishnu, we would like you to have as our son. Krishna said, yes, I'll come as your son. The result was that in Prishnigarbha and Sutapas, they didn't get liberated. In Kashyapa Prajapati and Aditi Devi, they didn't get liberated. Now it is their third chance, Vasudeva and Devaki. Here also, if you just look after me like your son and get attached to me, but instead not understanding my real position, who I am, and develop that relationship, spiritual relationship with me, eventually you may have to come back again. That is why Krishna warned there that yuvamam putra bhavena brahma bhavena cha sakrat chindayandau kritasneho yasyede malgadim param. Krishna said this to Vasudev. Then what happened? Long, many, many years later, when Krishna was probably 120 years old at that time when Krishna spent, Vasudev was about to leave this world. At that time, he's saying to Narada Maharshi, I forgot that, what Krishna told me at that time. Which one? Brahma bhavena cha sakrat. And therefore I am in trouble now. This is how that in the 11th canto you see that Niminavayogi Samvadam happened after this. Krishna said this to Narada Maharshi, that we didn't think about Krishna as the absolute truth. We thought he is our son. We don't have to do anything in spiritual life. Everything is taken care of. Like we also say that everything Prabhupada will do it for us. We don't have to worry everything. Everything is Prabhupada's problem, not our problem. So it doesn't work like that. So, or generally the tendency is like that. It is a human nature. Somebody else should do it for us. So in this case also, Vasudeva and Devaki thought, Krishna is our son, why should I worry about anything? Everything Krishna will tell. But Krishna has never spoken like that. That is why in the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavadam, in two places you will see, to Arjuna as well as to Uddhava, Uddharedalpan Alpanam, isn't it? In the Bhagavad Gita, Uddharedalpan Alpanam, Alpanam Avasadayet, Atmayo hi Atmano Bandhu. That verse to Arjuna. And to Uddhava, Krishna said this in the, right before the Bhikshu Gita. What did he say to Krishna? Krishna says to Uddhava, everything is very nice. It's alright. I am your friend, everything. But what I prefer is that you come back to the spiritual world on your own. To this close friend, he said this. So he says at that time, you can see the verses very clearly. Krishna says this. He says, Nishtido mutrido vajnir bahudevam pragam vidaha shreyaskama krichragada Alpan Alpanam Uddharel. Alpan Alpanam Uddharel. One should elevate oneself in spiritual life and come back to Krishna. This is what Krishna's instruction is. But even though Krishna has mentioned this to Vasudeva and Devaki, they forgot. That is why in the Ekadasi Skandam you will see that when the Nimi Navayogi Samvadam happened, when Narada Maharshi came and spoke about this conversation between Nimi and Navayogis, Narada Maharshi says to Vasudeva and Devaki, although Krishna spoke to you at the time of appearance, you didn't take it seriously. Now, this is your last chance. And I will explain to you about what happened between Nimi and Navayogi to make Vasudeva and Devaki understand Krishna's position, who Krishna is. And that is why that discussion happened between Vasudeva and Devaki. Devaki and Sri Narada Maharshi in the Ekadasi Skandam. So, that is why that verse is important. Yuvamam putra bhavena brahma bhavena chasakrad chindayando kratasneho yasyede malgadim param. And after saying this, Shukha Brahmarshi says, what does he say? After giving all these big glorifications from Vasudeva and Devaki, and also Krishna talking to him a number of things, Shri Bhagavan Vaja, you can see from verse 32 to verse 45. Krishna, what did he do? Changed his four-handed form. And then, because Vasudev was frightened, say, Kamsa walks in now and sees this situation here. He will turn very rude to us. So, not to frighten Vasudev and Devaki, to Krishna changed the form. Shishu. Just like an ordinary child, Krishna changed the form and stayed there and was lying like that. That is what you find there. Tadascha Savini Bhagaval Prajoditam Sudam Samadaya Sasutika Grihal Yada Bahirgandumiyesha Tarhyaje Tarhyajam Ya Yogamaya Janinandajayaya. Verse 47. Tadascha Shauri Bhagaval Prajoditam. Vasudevan Devaki had more or less situation clear to them now. Sudam samadaya sa sutigagrihal. Vasudeva was told, you take me now and go to Gokulam, to Nanda Maharaj's house. Yada bahirgandum yesha tarhyaja ya yogamaya jani nandaja. So Vasudeva is ready to leave. Shukha Brahmarshi is saying there that that time in Gokulam, Ya Yogamaya Jani Nandajayaya. Yogamaya has appeared as Nanda Maharaj's daughter. Jaya. Yogamaya Jani, Nanda Jaya, Nanda Maharaj's daughter. Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj had this daughter who appeared at the same time in Gokulam. Then Vasudeva has taken Krishna in his second cloth, Uttariyam, folded it, put Krishna baby and holding very tight to his chest, walked out from the prison. While walking out, Yogamaya's arrangement, the doors opened. The watchman or the security staff which Kamsa has posted, they are standing there and they are sleeping. This is all Yogamaya's responsibility. The security staff, Kamsa has posted, they are standing there fully alert till then. But Yogamaya's arrangement, they fell asleep. But they are standing there with their spears in the hand. The doors were wide open. Vasudev and Devaki, they were shackled by chain by Kamsa. All the locks were released. Vasudev walked out. Vasudev couldn't even think about it. Why all these things happening? He was just doing what was told by Krishna. Took Krishna in the hand. You will see in many pictures, some people have drawn these pictures, Vasudev carrying Krishna in a basket on the head. It doesn't look right, because a father or a mother will never be able to leave a freshly born child to put in a basket and carry like mango or coconut or something like that. It never happens. But somehow or the other, that picture has become quite famous. But you don't see that description either in the Srimad Bhagavatam or in any of the commentaries from the great personalities, great devotees. But Vasudev took Krishna, covered himself in the cloth and kept closer to the chest, like a father would do a newly born baby. And they were walking. When they reached Yamuna River, Makhoni Varshyata Sagridyam Anujam Gambirado Yaukajavar Mihenilam Bhayanaga Vartashata Kulanadi Margam Dado Sindhuriya Shriyapade. Normally, Yamuna River was flowing full. She was full, very powerful waves, and you can imagine that 5,000 years ago, Yamuna Nadi situation is not what you see today. So, Bhayanaga Vartashata Kulanadi, that river was frightening. It was not easy to cross. It was full of water. And it was impossible for Vasudev to cross that river easily, mainly because the depth of the river, and Vasudev was carrying the baby as well. But Shukla Brahmarshi says here, it's a very interesting comment there, Margam dadau sindhu riva shriyapade. Margam dadau sindhu riva shriyapade means that in the previous time, when Ramachandra wanted to cross the ocean to Sri Lanka, that time Varuna played a trick with Ramachandra. And Ramachandra showed Varuna who he is. When Varuna realized who Ramachandra is, all the oceans personified, all of them came together and fell at the lotus feet of Ramachandra and providing the facility to cross the sea. From that lesson, what that learned, Yamuna River is the daughter of the ocean, isn't it? Ultimately, all of them are flowing towards the ocean. Knowing this, Varuna and Yamuna, they already had made up their mind that they knew who was coming. So this time, there was no messing around. As soon as they came, Vasudev came with Krishna, Yamuna River split into two and gave the passage for Vasudev to cross with Krishna. And Vasudev was crossing, water was hardly up to the ankle. That is what he is saying there. Makhoni Varshyata Sagridyama Anujam Gambirado Yaukajavor Mifenilam Bhayanaga Vartashada Kula Nadi Margam Dadau Sindhuriva Shriyapate. Just like Margam Dadau Sindhuriva Shriyapate. The way was open, the road was open for Vasudev to carry Krishna across the river. And from that day onwards, Yamuna River has been always very careful while dealing with Krishna. Apparently, because Yamuna River showed this courtesy to Krishna and Vasudeva at that time, it is due to that, as a token of gratitude to Yamuna, Krishna has conducted all his pastimes on the river banks of Yamuna. So that relationship between Yamuna and Krishna exists from then on, from the day of appearance itself. It has been going on from there. And then Vasudeva and Krishna arrives at Nandamaharaj's place. When he got there, Nandamaharaj is sleeping. Nandamaharaj was standing outside the Sutigagraham. That means where Yashodadevi was waiting for the baby to come. All the gopis were inside looking after Yashodadevi. But what happened was, when they got, and at those days it was a system was that men had no entry to the maternity ward. Yes. Nowadays it's different, isn't it? Men need to be there. It looks like that. So it was different. So anyway, Nanda Maharaj and all other cowherd men, they were waiting outside, looking at the stars to decide the time. They had the capacity to know the time when the appearance, when Yashoda Devi is expecting the baby. And Yashoda had the baby, but she fell asleep straight away after the birth. It says there, Yashoda Nandabatnija Jadam Paramabuddhyada Nadalingam Parishanda Nidraya Apagada Smriti. She went back to sleep again. She didn't even know that the baby was born. Yogamaya was born at that time. That is at that chapter. Now we'll read the next chapter and then we'll go back to the verses again. So Shri Shuka Vacha Behiranda Varadvara Sarva Purvavada Vrada Tado Baladvanim Shatva Grahavala Samuttida Tedu Turnam Bhavraja Devakya Garbha Janmadat Ajakhyur Bhojara Jayadu Dinna Pradikshade Sadalpa Turnam Uttaya Kaloyam Idivikhala Sudi Grahamaga Turnam Praskhalan Muktamurdaja Tamaha Bradaram Devi Kripana Karunam Sadi Snusheyam Davagalyana Sriyamam Handumarhasi Bahavo Himsa Brada Shishava Pavago Obamam Toya Devan Srishtena Putriyega Pradiyadam Nanyohamde Avaraja Dina Hadasuda Prabho Dadu Marhasi Nandayam Angemam Charamam Prajam Shri Shubhavaja Ubohi Atmajam Evam Rudatya Dina Dina Val Yajidasamir Bhasya Sada Chichide Khala Tam Grihitva Charnayor Jadamatram Sosusudam Abhode Chila Prashte Swartho Mulida Saukhadam Satadda Sal Samalpatya Sadyo Devi Ambaram Gada Adrishadanuja Vishnu Sayudha Ashtamahabhujam Divya Sragambara Leme Ratnavarana Bhushida Danijulesha Charmasi Shanga Chakra Gadadhara Siddha Jarana Gandharvai Apsara Kinnarero Kinnaro Varagi Upahrudo Rubelebi Suyamani Dhamabravil Kimmaya Hadayamanda Jadakhridavan Dagral Yatarkova Purushatrama Himsi Kapanan Vrutha Kimmaya Hadayamanda Jada Tava Jada Kalidava Andakral Yatrakava Purvashaturma Himsi Kripanan Vrutha Idi Prabhashanam Devi Maya Bhagavadi Bhuvi Bahunama Niketeshu Bahunama Babhu Vaha Tayabhidam Agarne Kamsa Parma Vismida Devagi Vasudevanja Vimuchya Prashido Bravid Aho Bhaginyaho Bhama Mayam Vambadam Atmanam Purushadami Vavatyam Bahavo Himsida Sutha Satvaham Yaktakarunyam Saktajnadi Suhurdkhala Kam Lokan Vai Gamishyami Brahma Heva Mudashwasan Deyopyanradam Vakti Namartyam Eva Kevalam Yadvishram Badaham Baba Susudnar Nihadavan Jishun Ma Shojadam Mahabhaga Valpajan Sukradam Bhuja Jandavo Sanasai Nasadei Gatra Deyvadhina Stadasade Bhumi Bhavani Bhudani Yathayam Devayam Dhyacha Nayam Alpata Deyeshu Vibaredi Deyvabho Yathanevam vidho bhedo yadam atma vibhajaya deha yoga viyoga uja samsardarna nivartade tasmal badre sudanayan maya vyabhadidanadi tanabhi manishojeda sarva sukradam vindade vasha yavadda dosmi hamdasmi dhyatmanam manyade sudare tavattada abhimanyanyo bhadya bhadagadamiyan kshamadhumvay mamada ira alpyam sadhavo dina valsala ittitva ashramuha padosyare susraratha grahil Mojaya Masadi Gadadi Shraddha Kanyaga Gira Devaki Masudevan Jadrashayan Alpa Saukhradam Bradu Samanudaptasya Chuanduvaro Asham Cha Devaki Visrajadvasudevascha prahasya tadumuva chaka namuva chaha eva medan mahabhaga yada vadasi ehinam ajnana prabhava ahamdhi sobaredi vidhayada shoka barshaha maharsham bhayadu eshalobha mohamadanyuda midho ghanandam napashyandi bhaver bhavam pradagdu visham Shri Shukavacha, Kamsa Evam Prasanna Abhyam Vishuddham Pradibhashidham Devaki Vasudeva Abhyam Anityado Vishankraham Tasyam Ratrim Vedidayam Kamsa Mahoya Mandrana Tebhya Majashadal Sarvam Deduktam Yoga Nidrayam Akarnya Bartur Gadidam Tamujur Dev Shatrava Devan Pradikudam Ashadai Deyo Nadi Govida Evam Chaitarhibo Jendriya Puragrama Praja Adisho Anir Dashanirdasham Shanishyamodhya Vaishishun Kimudyame Karishandi Deva, Samara Bhirava, Nityam Uddignamana Soja, Goshe Dhanushastava, Asyadasti Sharavadir, Anyamanam Samandada, Jiji Vishamud Sraja Palayana Parayayo, Kejil Pranchalayo Dina, Nyasta Shastra Divaukasa, Mukta Kachashiga, Kejil Vidasmai Divadina, Natum Mismana Shastra Astran, Viradhan, Swayasamradan, Amsa, Nyasakta Vimukhan, Bhagna Chabana Yudhida, Kim Kshema Shure, Shure Arvibhude, Asumyog Vigathane, Aho Jusho Kim Harina, Shambhunava, Anaugasa, Kim Inden Alpavirian, Brahmanava, Tapasyada, Tadabidevasa, Abhatnya, Novesha, Idiman Mahe, Tadastamu, Lakhanane, Yungshua, Asmananu, Vasmananu, Pradhan, Yadha, Mayongi, Samubhetshida, Onrupi, Nashakeda, Ruda, Padaschigil Sidham, Yathendriya, Gramubhetshida, Sada, Ribur Mahan, Baddhapalo, Nachalyade, Mulam hi Vishudevanam yatra dharma sanadana tasya go brahma go viprastavo yajna sadakshinaha tasman sarvatmanana ajan brahmanan brahmavadinam tamasino yajna shilan gaschan manmo havirdukaha vipragavascha vedascha tamas satyam damashama shraddha daya tidichaja kradavascha hare stanu sahi sarvasura adhyaksho asuradvil guhashaya tanmula devada sarvaseshwara sa chaturmukha Ayam mai tadvadho vayam yadrashina mihimsanam shri shokovaja Evam durmandra vikamsa sahasamandra durmadi Brahmahimsam hidam mene kalabasha avrudo sura Sandishya sadulogasya kadane kadane priyan Kamarubadaran dikshu dhanavan grahama vishal Tevai raja prakrdayastamasam uta chedasa Sadam vidyosham acheru dar arada agadamurtyava Ayushriyam nishodharmam logana shishame evacha Handishrayam si sarvani pumso mahadagdikrama Ini Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramahamsyam Samhitayam Dashamaskande Purvarthe Chatuthodhyaya Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam Govinda Govinda After Krishna's appearance, Vasudev took Krishna from there, took him to Gokulam, and from there brought Yogamaya from there to the prison. Now, up to this time, that means the moment Vasudev left the prison, went to Gokulam and brought Yogamaya from there back to the prison, these security guard were standing there with their spears in the hand. The prison was wide open. When this was going on, Kamsa had his best sleep for months together that night. Yogamaya gave that special benefit to him that day. Sleep well tonight, because this is your best sleep you are going to get from now on you will never get sleep. And that's what has happened from that day onwards. That was the night Kamsa slept very comfortably that night. He hasn't slept till then. Every night he was thinking about what's going to happen, who's going to come to kill him. So that was the night when Kamsa slept. As soon as Yogamaya entered into the prison cell, both Vasudeva and Devaki were locked by the chain automatically. They were locked. The locks were back. The doors got shut. They were locked. And these two men woke up. How did they wake up? Yogamaya, who came back to the prison cell, she started screaming. Not crying, screaming. Like you remember how Bhadragali screamed in front of Jadabharata? Similar scream. You can imagine when children scream, like when you travel in the aeroplane sometimes. You experience, isn't it? When they scream, they really scream non-stop for long time. So anyway, they woke up hearing the scream of these Yogamaya from inside. They don't know who has come, who has gone, nothing. As soon as they heard this, they were instructed to go and inform Kamsa. So that's what they did. That Devaki had a baby, and they didn't know whether the boy or girl, but they went and informed Kamsa, and Kaloyam Idi Vikhvala, that Kamsa was thinking that my enemy had come, who is born now. So as soon as he heard, he took his sword and left the palace and walked into the prison. And when he got there, he saw that Devaki knew that Kamsa might kill her because he has come fully prepared to kill the baby. So Devaki is holding the baby close to her chest to protect the baby. That she says to him, seeing Kamsa's mood, Devaki says to Kamsa, "This baby, there is no chance of her killing you at any time. First of all, it's a girl. You were told that the eighth child will kill you, but didn't specifically say boy or girl. But this is only a girl. What chances a girl has got to kill you? And you're not even sure about that voice from the sky which you spoke about who is coming and what the intentions are." Then she started begging to Kamsa. Devaki Devi started begging to Kamsa. And she was so depressed and begging and begging to Kamsa at least to leave this child. All logic, like from a materialistic level, Devaki Devi has put forward to Kamsa. Devaki says to Kamsa, "This is my last child. I don't think I'm going to have any more children." That too, it's a girl. At the time of old age and before I die, if it's a girl, she will look after me. With these words that's come from Devaki Devi, Kamsa was no mood to listen to anything. So he says here, even though she begged and prayed to Kamsa to leave her, that then seal there mentions there that how Devaki Devi spoke to Kamsa, that Kamsa was not in a mood to listen, and also Devaki Devi didn't want to see that Kamsa is going to deal with her in a very cruel way. If you look there, you will see there Kamsa's reaction. Tamaha bradaram Devi, fourth verse in the fourth chapter. Kripana karunam sati snusheyam tava kalyana striyam mam handu marhasi. Devaki is saying, this girl is your snusha. Is your snusha. Bahavo himsida brada shishava pavako opama. All my other children you have killed them. At least let this one, you. Tvaya devanasthena putriyega pradiyadam. By God's arrangement, I've got this daughter now.
and at least leave her on. So Devaki's prayers to Kamsa. But Devaki knew that Kamsa won't be able to kill her. This is the important bit. He is praying to Krishna, to Kamsa, please don't kill her. This is all on the material level. From the spiritual side, Krishna has already told Devaki and to Vasudev, you take me from here and bring Yogamaya from Gokulam to the prison. By saying that, what Krishna has done was made Vasudev and Devaki, nobody will be able to do anything with that baby who is going to come from Gokulam. Isn't it? From Gokulam. So, both Vasudev and Devaki knew very well that Kamsa won't be able to touch her because she is Yogamaya herself, who is controlling everybody, including Vasudev, Devaki, Kamsa and everyone, is under her control. But externally, Devaki has to show this. Otherwise, Kamsa will be confused about it. So, because this Yogamaya is something which you can't kill. Vastu is like that. You cannot kill her. And that courage was inside, both in Vasudev and Devaki, they were not frightened about it. But in order to show to Kamsa that they are frightened, tears were coming from Devaki's eyes, and Kamsa was not showing any mercy. And finally, Devaki was holding the baby, the feet were showing out. Kamsa held on to that feet and pulled that feet from Devaki's hands and pulled out and threw her out into the outside, onto the rock outside the prison house. The way Kamsa was doing it, as though to give us an impression that there was no life in that baby. That's the way Kamsa treated that body. So when he pulled the Devi's, Yogamaya's feet, what has happened is the head was down and the legs were up, isn't it? When you pull out the baby like this. So that means it's a kind of in a offensive way to deal with a baby, isn't it? To hold the baby's feet and pull out like this. Head down and legs up. So here comes a thought, maybe Mahavishnu has come in the form of a girl to kill me. This is what he was saying. So he had a very insulting, offensive nature in him. And just like you throw away useless things, in the same way he threw away Yogamaya onto the rocks. But only thing what happened was, when she was thrown out, she didn't go and fall onto the rock, went straight into the sky. And she stood in the sky, that is what Bhagavatam is saying there, with eight hands. Not with two hands or four hands, with eight hands. Divya sragambaralaype ratna bharana bhushitaha dhanishulesu charmasi shanga chakra gadadhara siddha charana gandharvai apsara kinnarorage ubahrudorubalibhi stuyamana edamabravit. This is her appearance. With eight hands, in what are all they? She is dressed well, divyasra ganbharalevai ratnabharana bhushita. Jewels and everything on her neck. Dhanishuleshu charmasi shanka chakra gadadhara. In four hands, conchal disc, lotus flower and the club. And in the other four hands, dhanishuleshu charmasi dhanusa, bow and arrow, and shulam, the spear, and charmasi, the rope, also necessary for the fight. All her weapons, in other words. These weapons are all the representations of different things of the controlling nature of the material nature. We have to always relate with these personalities, with their function. What do their function in this creation is? Yashoda Devi, Yogamaya
we see in a personal form like this. But who is Yogamaya? You know, in Bhagavad Gita and in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Sankhya Yogam is spoken, Prakriti and Purusha, that Prakriti is this Yogamaya. Isn't it? Similarly, we always say, Lord Balaram is our spiritual master. Isn't it? He is our eternal spiritual master. You must have read this in the book all the time. Why do we say that? Balaram is our spiritual master. Why is that? Why is it spoken like that? Not Krishna is spiritual. Although, Balaram is Krishna himself, not different. But when we talk about, you will see in Prabhupada's books many places, Balaram is our spiritual master. Like you say, Lord Nityananda is the spiritual master. Why is it like that? Because, in the process of self-realization, it is through ahankaram. It is the ahankaram that is holding us and leading us back to the soul at the end, isn't it? In the process of jnanamargam, you will understand this better. That ahankaram is the pass, gives you the passage. When ahankaram gives the passage, it allows you, or when ahankaram disappears, false ego disappears, that is when you realize the truth inside, who is Krishna, the Atma, the soul inside. So, who is the guide who takes us from our conditioned state back to the soul? It is ahankaram. That is why in Ramana Maharshi's inquiry you will see that you ask this question, who am I? And that who am I, when you ask the question, you realize that ahankaram is a false thing which doesn't have in reality as far as the jnanamargam is concerned. And that ahankaram personified form is Balaram. Ahankaram, who takes us in the process of self-realization to Krishna, in his personal form, he is known as Sankarshanam, or who is known as Balaram. He is nothing but ahankaram. You remember these four things? Manasa, buddhi, ahankaram, chittam. Isn't it? Mind, intelligence, false ego, and chittam. Four things. The four predominating deities of that is Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. Vasudeva is for Buddhi, who comes in the Bhagavadam as Pradyumna, Krishna's son. Aniruddha is the mind, who comes in the Bhagavadam as Krishna's grandson. And Sankarsana is Balaram, who is Ahankaram, false ego in us. And then we have got Chittam, which is Vasudeva, Krishna himself, who is present in the Chittam. So, Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha, the four predominating deities whom we deal with in the Bhagavadam as personalities. From the Vedantam side, if you look at them, you will see that they are in us, inside us, Chaturvyuham, that manifestation of them in us. So, from the aspect of, when you look at it this way, that Ahankaram, this Sri Parvati, Yogamaya, whichever names you are calling her, different times, in different ways, she is nobody else than this material nature itself, who locks up in that fort called Prakriti. Krishna talks about Prakriti and Purusha very well, isn't it? In the seventh canto, he says there, what does he say? In the seventh chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, he is saying to us, Bhumira Panalo Vayu, Kam Mano Buddhi Devaja, Ahankare Idiyame, Bhinna Prakriti Ashtatha. So, this Ashtatha Prakriti is under her control. Is under her control. So, here also, you can see, when she threw away, when Kamsa threw her away, she goes into the sky, and she appears there in this 800 form. Divyasragambaralevai Ratnabharana Bhushita Dhanajulesha Charmasi Shankachakra Gadadhara. And what else Kamsa saw? All these great personalities standing there offering their respects to her. Who? Siddha Charana Gandharavai Apsara Kinnaro Ragai Upahrudoru Bilabi Smayamana Odum Abravil. That Kamsa is seeing all these things, and therefore Kamsa looked there. Kamsa says that eight hands with all the garlands, siddhas, charanas glorifying him, and more or less like a moon in the sky, Yogamaya Devi is standing there in the sky. At that time, Kamsa started thinking seriously, what have I done? So, But Yogamaya didn't let him go easily. He says to her that, after all, you have wanted to kill me, didn't you? Yogamaya says to Kamsa, but there is some one thing good you have done. What's that? You held my feet. See the feet, importance of the feet. After all, you have caught my feet. That means you have taken my shelter. Even though you wanted to kill me, you held my feet, isn't it? So normally, those who have caught my feet, I don't give them a lot of trouble. Yogamaya says to Kamsa, but if I kill you, I can kill you now, but if I kill you, Krishna's appearance won't happen. The instructions to me is to go and appear in Nandamaharaj's home, and after that to come back to the prison and then leave. So my job is over. Krishna is coming and he's already there. And that cannot happen. So somebody has organized everything. Krishna has organized everything. It will become a waste of time if I do that. So therefore, what is the benefit? Kamsa, why do you want to do all these things? And Devaki and Vasudev, they are innocent. They are not responsible for this. But your enemy is already born. He's already born here. Find out who it is and do what is necessary. This is what Devaki, this is what Kamsa was told by Yogamaya. And told him also, don't give trouble to innocent people. And rishis, sages, brahmanas, and simple people. And that far, that much, Yogamaya has done. Then that is when you say there, that after saying this, iti prabhashanam devi, maya bhagavati bhuvi, bahunama nikedeshu, bahunama babhuvaha. As Krishna said, that you can take different names and different forms and live in this world. You can see from Vaishnavi Devi right up to Kanyakumari, it's all her manifestations. As Krishna spoke, you will see that all over. From Vaishnavi Devi right up to Kanyakumari, they are all her manifestations. So, and disappeared from the sky. She disappeared from the sky. And so, and all other Devi temples, famous Devi temples, they are all manifestations of Sri Parvati or Devi in this way. And later on, you can see in the Bhagavatam also, different names that were given to her, isn't it? It's mentioned there. You can notice that. Also, that they will...
Aho taya bhidam agarnyakam sapparam avismidam devagim vasudevam cha vimuchya prashido bhravil. Then it was before the appearance when Krishna spoke to her to appear in this world. Yeah, if you look into the second chapter, you will see 10th, 11th, 12th verses. When instructions were given to Yogamaya to transfer Balaram from Devaki to Rohini. Remember that? When instructions were given, Krishna gave instructions to Yogamaya, you have to transfer Balaram from Rohini's womb to Devaki's womb without Balaram knowing it. Without Balaram knowing it. Imagine that. That Balaram is Krishna himself. But you will notice in the Bhagavatam in some places, Krishna acting independently. Certain things Krishna even won't tell Balaram.
Krishna says, Balaram need not know that, he says. This happened later also in the past times in one or two instances. You will see Brahma Vimohana Leela, well, it's the same. In that pastime also, Brahma didn't know that Krishna has expanded himself into all the cows and cowherd boys and the flute and everything. And Balaram was a bit bewildered by seeing everything what was happening. So like this, sometimes Krishna is like that, he will keep certain things even away from Balaram. Here also you can see the same thing. Yogamaya knew that she has to transfer from here to there, Balaram, from Rohini to, from Devaki to Rohini, and then says to her that Archishyandi Manishaswam, after that, Sarvakama Vareshwari. You stay in all the different temples, those who want to worship you, they can worship you, and you can fulfill their desires. And Dubabaharam Velibi Sarvakama Varapradam. That is why you will notice one thing in India. All the Devi temples are very busy. And they have no shortage of money also. All Vishnu temples and Shiva temples are all poor. Nobody gives money. But in Devi temples, plenty of money. Everywhere. Why? Because Sarvakama Varapradam. People have desires. They have come asking for. They feel that it will be fulfilled when whatever their desires. Namadheyani kurvandi sthanani janara bhuvi durgedi bedrakali di vijaya vaishnavi iti cha. That you will have different names, and Durga, Bedrakali, Vijaya, Vaishnavi, all these different names you will have. In Bengal, she is worshipped as Durga, and Kali, isn't it? Bedrakali, both. So many temples in Bengal for Bedrakali and Durga. In the north it is Vaishnavi, Vaishnavi Devi. In Mysore it is Chandiga. Kumuda, Chandiga, Krishna, Madhavi, Kanyage, Dicha, Maya, Narayani, Ishani, Sharada, Ambigetyacha. All these different names you will be known in this world, and devotees will worship you to fulfill their desires. Says like that. So, after that, so, Kamsa says, at this time, that because Devi, she had an intention behind it. Why Yogamaya said like this to Kamsa? Yogamaya knew that if I say like this to Kamsa, Kamsa will get confused. He thought that I am his enemy. But now I told him, I am not your enemy, I am going. But there is somebody else born here. And Yogamaya also told Kamsa, don't give any trouble to Vasudeva and Devaki. Having heard all that, Kamsa thought for a while, because he was completely confused. He decided that Vasudeva and Devaki hasn't done anything to me. Why should I put them into prison? What did he do? He goes to the prison. And he releases Vasudeva and Devaki. You can go now, he says. And he is asking for forgiveness from Vasudeva and Devaki. And not only that, there is a fantastic Vedantic lecture from Kamsa to Devaki and Vasudeva at that time. The interesting thing in the Bhagavatam is, Hiranyakashipu knows Vedantam better than any one of us. Kamsa knows Vedantam more than any one of us. They all understand much better than any one of us. But then you may ask the question, why do they act like this if they knew that? That is what we have to find out. Why do they do that? That is what Bhagavatam is teaching us. This knowing things from books is one thing. Everybody can learn from the book. Hiranyakashipu was so expert at it that when Hiranyakashipu was killed, you see in the Bhagavatam, Hiranyakashipu calls their mother, Didi Devi, and Hiranyakasha's wives, keeping them all in the front, he gives a fantastic lecture there. Unbelievable. He says, Sridhara Swami says about that lecture, he says, it is the Vedantam at its best, he says. That's how beautiful the lecture was. And Didi Devi and Kiranyasha's wife, they were all pacified. Kiranyasha was saying that, you know my mother, anybody who is born has to die. And everybody accepts a body according to their karma. Like this, a whole detailed Bhagavad Gita-like explanation to Didi Devi, and they were satisfied with that lecture from Hiranyakashipu. So knowing all these things, how could they act like this? That is what the interesting question, isn't it? So here also, when Yogamaya told this to Kamsa, Kamsa was satisfied and released Vasudeva and Devaki straight away. He started saying that they are not going to kill me, they are not responsible. And plus, for all the problems he has created for them, he started holding their feet and asking for forgiveness. Who? Kamsa. Because he has killed their children. The other six before, he has killed them. The seventh was a total chaos, isn't it? Balaram's appearance. It was like a miscarriage. People said it's a miscarriage. And only Yogamaya knew, Krishna knew what has happened. Nobody else knew. Devaki also didn't know. Rohini also didn't know. Nobody knew what was that birth about. So, in knowing all these things, everybody was confused, and Kamsa also felt that he has done something seriously wrong, so he released them. And he was saying, Vasudeva and Devaki is not responsible for all this. The demigods are responsible. They have cheated me. He said, they have also started telling lies, he said. Previously they never told lies. Now they are also lying. Of course, human beings lie all the time. But he says about demigods also, he says they are lying. Do one thing, he said, that please don't feel bad about what I have done to you. He says to Devaki and Vasudev that Kamsa is saying here, there was a big change. When Kamsa was saying all these things, both Vasudev and Devaki were smiling inside, seeing this change. Only a few days ago, when he came and killed, he was so furious, thinking that Vasudev's son and Devaki's son is going to kill me. Now, the next moment, the whole thing changed. Such a big change in him. And seeing that change, Vasudev and Devaki smiled inside. So that's what we have to understand, that when Krishna is appearing, although externally it appears to us, Kamsa, Vasudev and Devaki had to go through a lot of distress in life, in reality, the pastime was so good that it is a pastime. It's a leela, isn't it? Logavattu leela kaivalyam, says Vedavyasa Maharshi. Krishna's leela, nobody able to understand it. And when we understand the beauty of those pastimes also. So they were let free. And then after that, in the Bhagavadam, is the what is known as Nandotsavam, the festival in Gokulam after Krishna's appearance, which we will continue tomorrow. So, we have another half an hour for the prasadam. And if you have an idea who is coming for this trip, it will be nicer if you can let me know as soon as possible, because of this problem with the reservation with the hotel. Otherwise, everything else is okay. Yeah, latest another 1 or 2 days time, Monday, Tuesday, yeah. Even earlier than that. Yeah, once that gets and done, it's all out of the way.
Just email.
Yeah, just email to me if you can, please. If you can email it to me, it will be nice.
By Wednesday.
Latest by Wednesday. And then we'll see after that. Just give me an email confirmation, and after Wednesday, I do not want to wait anymore. I don't want to include them, because once I tell them that, then that's it. Then we'll leave it at that. So, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Okay, yeah.